All right, here we are, settled into our new Pittsburgh home. Andrew, you got a new car.
It's weird. Like
finally announced it.
You're talking like you're announcing something.
This is how I talk. What's the problem?
You know, something I noticed. I've never lived in such an urban area before.
An urban area.
But living on this cul-de-sac here is actually pretty nice.
It's not bad.
I'm not a city folk kind of guy. I've always been in the country, but it's nice and quiet here. No one ever bothers me.
You
know,
I don't know.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, sometimes there's weird noises. Like, is that a fucking train? I didn't know we had one of those around here. What? Is that a man? Oh, goodness.
Oh, hi there.
I've seen you before.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know you.
You don't remember us?
No. I want to introduce myself, though.
My name is Guy.
They call me out of town Guy.
Out of town.
Because I always go places that are not where I'm from. And I visit with new people and I have adventures. But I am not from this culture, so I don't understand your customs, and it leads to many comical misadventures. It's called A Fish Out of Water. Maybe you've seen the film Crocodile Dundee or Crocodile Dundee.
I have. He said that's not a knife.
I'm that kind of a character, so
you
I just came. Where are we? I just jumped off a train.
We're
How the fuck did you get from Keene, New Hampshire to Pittsburgh?
I don't know the names of places that I go. Where's Keene, New Hampshire?
Are you following us?
Weren't you on a horse
Keene,
last time?
New Hampshire. Huh?
Were you on a horse last time?
Oh, well, yeah, my horse. His name was Richard Campbell. I always think that an animal should have a first and a last name.
Like the soup.
Richard
Why
Campbell.
Should people just... Well, I only have a first name. My name is Guy. I don't know my last name because I never had a family or
that's
a dad.
That's why you give your animals last
or
names.
Or mom, and I never had a brother or a sister or knew where I was from.
That explains the train hopping.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You're a hobo.
Well, no,
now.
I don't know what that means. Is that
either.
When you like another man?
No, that's homo.
Oh,
you're a hobo, which
I'm
means
just,
you like to suck on trains. Dicks.
What?
Train dicks.
I don't know most of the words you said. I know what a
that's
train
right.
is because I was on one. But my horse died. His name was, I forget, Richard Campbell was his name.
Right.
I like an animal to have a first and last name. At the funeral, for Richard's funeral, they said you're supposed to feed them every day.
Every day?
Every day you got to feed them.
That's
and they also said, Guy, you can't just ride a horse all over the country everywhere you want to go all the time.
Didn't you feed them cat food or something?
No, I don't know what to do. I just would go someplace and people would say, is your horse hungry? And I would say, yeah, because I can't remember the last time I fed him.
I think it's your fault you don't have a horse anymore.
He's not a horsiculturist.
I don't know how old he was either. He might have been old when I got it.
Glue? Turn him into glue?
No, we buried him.
Oh. Man, you could have made some glue money
off
of that horse.
He was my best friend. He was like my only friend. Because I never stick around anywhere too long. I'm out of town guy. So
where are
I don't
you trying
stay,
to go?
I never really put my roots down, you know?
Sure. Huh?
Where are you trying to go
just
right
to
now?
Just to the next place that's not the town where I'm from.
And is this the next place or are you from here?
No, where are we?
We're in Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, I look forward to making a few friends and learning a little bit about the culture. Is there anything I should know?
It's very colorful. If
you have any
drift.
Fun sayings here? Like, I go different places and people have interesting ways of talking that are different.
Yes, if someone is ever trying to introduce you to the person John Niggle, they're actually speaking of a grocery store called Giant Eagle.
John Niggle?
Exactly. That's the grocery store.
Getting dangerously close to a slur.
Wow.
It's a giant eagle.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, look what I found. It's a
rubber bands.
A ball of rubber bands.
Yep, that would be a gum band ball. Not to be confused with a gum ball, but a gum band ball.
Now, you call a rubber band a gum band.
Exactly.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, if you can't afford consumable gum, that's reusable.
I can chew it.
Yep.
I put it in my mouth.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to do that.
How do you feel about rust?
I love rust.
Well, holy shit.
I've
are you in the
lots
right
of places
town?
Where there is a rust?
Well, this is Rusty Central
I
belt.
I had a pet named Rusty once.
What was his last name?
Rusty Finch.
Oh.
He was a beaver.
Oh.
What did you have him for?
How'd you catch
I don't know. I like to have a companion, and people don't seem to like me too much for too long.
What did you feed him?
I guess I don't have very good social skills because I never stick around too long or become part of a community.
Your pets don't stick around.
And I never had
either.
A family. I don't know if I ever told you that I never had
a dad.
I think
you mentioned that.
What do you do for money? How'd you afford that train ticket?
I was riding in a boxcar.
He was hoboing it. You read the signs. They scratch signs on
the
posts.
You don't remember the part where I jumped out of the train as it was going by?
Yeah, his bindle fell out.
I have a compound fracture in my leg.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to need to stay with you fellas for a few weeks.
I didn't notice that.
Coming up on about 4 years ago, we had a hobo on this show that I wouldn't let in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
This guy got...
And I have nothing worth enough value to protect in my house.
Yeah.
However, now my house is your house.
Oh.
And
that's true.
You seem to have things that you like.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave. For one thing, you already broke the window when you jumped out of the train and rolled through it, so...
All right. Well, I got a broken leg, and I need medical attention because I'm bleeding.
Where the fuck did those train tracks come from? They weren't here when we moved in.
They build them fast. This is a city of industry.
All right. Well, I'm going to die.
Yeah,
I think I'm bleeding out.
That's all right. Get the fuck out of town.
All right, bye. Do you guys mind if I die in your yard?
Ah, welcome back to Bugin' the Gang. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Brett.
All right. Hey, Andy.
Hi.
Whoa, what was...
We ran out of steam real quick.
Yeah.
And I called you Andy.
Did
anyone
you?
Ever call you Andy?
Andy. Yeah, every person over the age of 55 that I meet.
Your grandma?
No.
Silence!
Your uncle?
No.
Who called you Andy? Let's talk about it.
All right. most customers, like...
What customers?
So I meet a customer, and they call me Andrew, and by email 2 or 3...
Yeah.
I get an Andy. But I meet them in person. By visit 2 or 3, they start with Andy. And after about a month, at some point they go, do you prefer Andy? Because in their head they're saying, because I noticed in all your emails it's signed Andrew.
Yeah.
And they go, or Andrew. And I go, Andrew. They're like, oh.
Go back, you stupid fuck.
Okay. So then it shifts back to Andrew. However... There was a time in my life when I was about 12 years old that I went, man, Andrew is such a stupid name. And I still think that to a point. I don't like that name.
And you went with something else.
Drew. And when I was 12 years old.
That's a wicked stupid name.
I met like Longface and a bunch of other people. So they all called me Drew for a bit. But after meeting Longface, I met Mama Longface and Grandma Longface and Grandpa Longface and Aunt Longface and Uncle Longface and all the Longfaces.
Yeah.
That whole family still to this day calls me Drew.
Uh-oh.
Puke was there on Christmas, and I was being referred to as Drew.
Yeah, it was weird. People that said, like, so how do you know Drew? And I was like, I don't. Who the fuck's that?
If I was an adult named Andrew, and somebody called me,
sounds awful.
And somebody called me Andy.
Changing it to Octane.
I would be so fucking pissed.
You should. You should change your name to Octane.
Changing it to Octane.
Next time someone does it, be like, I'm sorry, did you mistake me for an 8-year-old who's selling candy bars for my fucking Little League team?
But Andrew sounds like a serial rapist.
Yeah, it is troubling. There is something troubling about Andrew.
Yeah.
Like, what are we, it is the
like
name
either
of,
I have a mental deficiency and I'm a special boy.
It's like a serial killer's name.
Or I'm a serial killer, yeah.
So what's your, do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know if I can say
make that. One up.
You know, for years, I was afraid of stuffing.
Let's
Robert.
Andrew... Robert Lee. Total serial killer name. And Andrew Cunanan. Remember the guy who killed Gianni Versace?
No.
He was a serial killer.
I didn't know Versace was killed.
Andrew Cunanan. It was the last guy he killed was Gianni Versace.
I think your middle name is Richard. That way we'll call you Drew Dick. And then you can just start
And then
drawing.
There's a documentary series but on Netflix.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, that gets names out of the way. My middle name is Alexander. I kind of wish that was my first name, but I don't know if that's a good adult name either.
Is it? I thought it was Andrew.
Let's think of... No, it was Alexander.
No,
let's
I
think
like
of
Alex.
Some adult Alexanders.
I know an Alex. He works for a similar company to mine from the Mid-Atlantic, and I like him.
I wouldn't go with Alex.
I had a...
Pekeaton-ish.
You would go Alexander?
Alexander.
No, that's just fucking...
There was a neighbor. There was a neighbor kid. His name was Alexander Alexander. I think his first and last name was Alexander.
At what point did you just shorten it to Al?
We called him Alex.
I like Al.
Now, Xander's probably the gayest thing we could make.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Well, anyway, you can call me Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Should have thought of a pseudonym before I started doing my podcast, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
some of us did.
Oh, yeah. Has your real name ever even been said before on this show?
Probably not.
Yeah, we've said it. We've talked
we know
about
your
it.
Middle name.
Yeah.
Andrew, when I wanted
it's Andrew.
To,
yeah,
when I wanted to change the name of the show to The Duke in the Gang, because I thought The Duke was a more sophisticated nickname.
Oh, yes. Puke.
Duke.
The Duke.
That just sounds too fecally.
Yeah, it does. My middle name is Edelbert.
Well, it is. Duke sounds fecally.
Edelbert.
Puke is very barfy.
Barfy, but not fecally.
Which would you prefer? Does it make a difference?
Okay, well, we don't reference poop on this show.
Pick one to put in the swimming pool that you're going to jump in, right? Does it really matter?
I'd
rather have a turd. Solid turd you can scoop out. Now, if it's diarrhea, but the vomit's going to mix quick.
We're talking about it being the only thing in the pool.
Oh.
And the pool is filled with just one thing.
What?
You
just vomit. One thing.
Anyway.
Oh, no. The acid.
I feel like it's going to rinse off a whole lot better.
No, acid, man. It's going to get in your eyes and sting.
Close eyes. Why open your eyes? Why open eyes?
I don't know.
This
is a horrible scenario you came up with.
I came up with it. All right, Brett, I'm used to seeing you on my left on this screen, and you're in person. Yeah,
I'm in Pittsburgh.
Fuck yeah,
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm here.
Fuck yeah.
I made it.
Hello, Brett.
Remember last weekend when I said I was going to come here?
Yeah.
I'm fucking here.
You did it.
It's way better than Skype.
Right. I drove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had some trouble getting into town.
Yeah, you did. So,
yeah, I had that train.
Pittsburgh, for those of you who don't
roll
know.
Roll right through that train window.
The only way to get here is in a container
train. Yeah.
Yeah. But Pittsburgh is built on some rivers. And lately, we've been having a lot of rain.
Yes.
And then some snow, and then some melting of the snow combined with the rain. And that makes rivers get higher. Well, funny enough... The way Brett took to get here was like the main thoroughfare through Pittsburgh, and it goes down to river level. And apparently it flooded, and Brett had to pee, and he got stuck.
I couldn't even believe how bad I had to pee.
It was very entertaining.
And
Puke
for
and
how
I
long?
Were listening to you freak out on speakerphone.
I wasn't freaking out. I feel like I maintained my composure, but here was the problem. There were many
pee?
Things.
I'll buy it.
I was thirsty. I was hungry. I was running out of gas because I didn't pay attention. You know, you fill your gas tank, you think you can drive across one of the wider states in the country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done that before.
I don't think it's in the top five.
And then you pull into a gas station, get your truck stuck.
Alaska's wider.
Yeah.
Texas is wider.
Hawaii's a lot wider.
Colorado, the four squares are probably wider.
Hawaii doesn't count.
Nebraska, Kansas, Tennessee.
You cannot drive across Hawaii.
North Carolina.
Nevada. I don't even know if we're in one of the widest states.
Yeah, we're in the bottom 25.
Yeah, definitely in the bottom 30.
I'm just going to start playing Johnny Cash.
Your point's moot.
I've been everywhere, man.
But it's,
I wasn't playing Johnny Cash. I was singing it.
It's it's about New York width, Pennsylvania.
A little less.
So I gas up, and I drive across, you know? And then I get here,
man.
And I'm like, what?
Actually, I can tell
you. You're a rambling man.
On I-80, it is 359 miles, I think.
What, from like the Philly area?
From end to end. I-80 doesn't go through Philly or Pittsburgh.
Well, I only came from York, which was even more closer to Pittsburgh.
More closer.
More closer. Which was even closer to Pittsburgh. Excuse me. Puke, you can edit that. Then when I get into the worst traffic, some of the worst traffic I'd ever seen in my life, and I realize I'm running out of gas. Said 25, and I'm counting it down with Andrew. I'm like, Andrew, I haven't moved. It's gone from 30 to 20.
This is your mileage calculator?
Mileage till empty. Now, I've probably got a 2-gallon reserve tank. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm also about to piss myself and
I'm
starving.
I muted the phone, and I said, oh, my God, Puke. Brett is so fucked. Then I unmuted, and I said, oh, you're fine. You're fine. Just do this.
He did that. Yeah, it was just
it's
like
fine.
That.
Everybody in traffic here is
so fucked.
Is so nice. I needed to change lanes.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, fucking go, buddy. Welcome to Pittsburgh. And then this lady wanted to change lanes in front of me, and she had a
and
very
you said,
cheesy
Jesus. Fuck you, bitch.
She was a very
the bird.
Very Jesus-y car.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? How do they have a Jesus-y car?
It had like lots of Jesus
is it a beard?
Stickers. Oh. Right? And she really didn't seem like she knew what she was doing. She was an older black lady. And everything that I see now is like whites and blacks don't get along anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all over Facebook. It's all
have
over
you
Twitter.
Heard about these blacks?
There's a race war. We were just like immediate friends. I said, you need to go? Go. She rolled down her window and waved to me.
She gave you a vehicle hug.
Yeah.
A bug?
I felt great.
Traffic hug.
I felt great about the city. I felt great about race relations.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't wait to get here, even though I knew that it could be hours based on the traffic that I was sitting in. Yeah.
So how did you get here?
Well, Andrew walked me. I said, Andrew, I got to find a gas station or I'm going to run out of gas on a road with no breakdown lane.
And he kept saying, I'm turning here. And I said, nope, you're going like right downtown to the financial district. They don't have gas stations on skyscrapers.
They should.
But you're like, I'm turning off. I'm turning to the skyscraper.
No, no, no. I was turning off to where I thought the gas station would be. But I was still on the south side of the southwest of the river, southwest of the point. So way southwest of the point.
You couldn't have been because the point is as far west as you can get before you cross a river.
Then I was south. Whatever. This isn't a show about maps.
You can only be east of the point without crossing a river.
Yeah.
Okay. So
unless it's the Allegheny.
Andrew guided me to a gas station using a map and his phone. Talking to me on his phone, looking at a map. Got some gas, and I said to the lady, I said, is there a bathroom here? And she looks at me, and she smiles, and she goes, no. Like that. And other than that, she was super polite.
And all those race relations just went down that proverbial bathroom.
She was a white.
Oh.
Yeah. And
yeah, but still.
I don't know. Yeah, because she probably talks to other races that way, too, and that hurts race relations.
Mm-hmm. That means I can hardly read!
So I broke my train of thought.
Yeah, I don't understand things sometimes.
Okay, so I don't say, you know what? I will make my own bathroom. I'm new in town.
Oh,
I'm here for an adventure. I will make my own place to pee in Pittsburgh.
Here, lady, cup your hands.
So I walk out, and I go behind a dumpster, right? And right as I'm doing it, a car, it was a little dumpster, like a kid's dumpster. You know, like
a kid's dumpster.
You know, there's like the big dumpster.
They put the kids in, yeah.
There's like the big dumpster, and then there's like the little dumpster.
And I was on the phone with him the whole time, and I hear him going, fuck it, I'm going right here.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
No, so I get into like peeing position.
Uh-huh. You're ready to let her rip.
We have a person in the studio that I'm worried about offending. Should I worry about offending? No, she's saying no, just go for it. So I get ready to pee. You know how you do that?
Fellas,
you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And right as I do that, a car pulls up with its headlights on. And you can see my head standing behind the dumpster, right? So I take a step forward to think that I'm getting out of the light, and I step in something. It's not a puddle, and it's not a solid. It is that. It is that sound. It is the feeling of that sound under my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're wearing shoes.
And then I'm thinking, like, if I was a homeless, this is the spot. If I was a homeless, I really had to go.
That would be your bathroom.
This would be the spot.
The kid dumpster.
And because I don't have the best diet, it would probably be about this viscosity.
It's good thinking.
So I step out and I go, oh my God, Andrew, I think I stepped in shit.
Yep.
And I think it was from a human.
And I just, so I muted the phone again. I said, puke. Yeah. He's going to die.
No.
He's fucked. I can't.
Anyhow,
didn't even get to say goodbye.
So I jump in my car because I wasn't able to go to the bathroom there. So now I'm just going to drive into a neighborhood, park the car, and pee in front of somebody's house.
You were going to abandon your car and sell it.
And then I noticed, yeah. I was just going to put my car on Craigslist. Leave it there.
Just for a chance to pee?
Keys are in the glove box, PayPal, a car sitting in traffic. I'll ask 10.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
May need gas.
Needs gas. All right, so 9,960.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
First take of gas is on me. All right, so what happened? So now my shoe is on the pedal, right? And it won't, like, everything is really steep, and there's, like, lights and traffic, and you got to go way downhill. I'm like, I could go downhill in traffic, and my foot could slip right off the brake because it's covered in something.
Yep.
So then I stop the car again. I take my shoe off. I smell it. It's not poop.
Oh, thank God.
What was it?
I don't know. It didn't have a smell.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know.
Because you got to the house, and we cleaned your shoe off.
We did.
You did? But if it had no smell, you really can't be certain you cleaned it off.
Why?
I don't know. But if it had no smell, it means it's probably not that bad.
Could have been a banana.
Could be worse.
Let's think about things that don't smell.
Uranium.
I don't know.
Uranium.
If it does.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know if it does.
Well, we
don't know if
it does. Radiation.
Yeah. Radiation has no smell.
Like
radiation.
Well, all right.
I think you could have smelled a banana if you'd stepped on that.
He's so fucked.
If it had been a saint. I know, he's dead already.
Well, I haven't worn those shoes since. I've been wearing my boots because it's been... And yesterday was a really good footwear choice to wear my duck boots.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it started snowing while we were out.
Mm-hmm. On a walkabout?
This town is fantastic. It is like...
Why?
I don't know.
Because you seem to really like it.
The topography.
Where we're downtown.
I like the topography.
The downtown area.
It makes it interesting.
It does.
It separates things, so you have different neighborhoods that are different colors, but they're still equal. Just separate.
The culture, right? There's multiculturalism.
Yeah, that's what I'm
which
saying.
Which is usually...
Somebody's got to do something about the blacks.
Usually, that was my grandmother.
Oh,
I know that sounds like my voice, but that was my grandmother.
Your grandmother had a very deep voice.
Yeah. And, usually diversity is terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're from New Hampshire, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh.
But
diversity in New Hampshire is just going to Asian town.
When we walked down that street with all those different markets from all those different cultures,
oh, yeah, that was great.
Every single one of them is playing an awesome song from the 70s or 80s.
Were they? Know?
Tina Turner. Oh. Allman Brothers, and it's just a variety, and everything was a hit, and it's like one store after another. It's like just as the last song fades, a new song begins.
We went to an Asian grocery store.
One store. I don't know.
I just walked in, and I went, well, there's nothing I can do here. Yep. That's how it goes.
But that's not true. I think there is something in there you could have eaten.
Yeah, but I had to search through every single disgusting thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw broccoli.
There you go.
Well, there was seaweed.
There was pocky sticks.
There was whole fish.
Pocky sticks.
What am I going to do with a whole fish besides bash one of you in the face with it?
Half of them were looking at me.
Mm.
Just with their one eye.
Yeah, just half of them.
Yeah. And it's like going, are you going to buy me? Are you going to take me home?
Let's see. I took some pictures.
Oh,
we had... There was dried mushrooms in bags. A lot of dried mushrooms. I don't know what you do with this shit.
Yeah.
I eat like raw mushrooms, but dried.
How about cuttlefish rice cake?
I didn't see that. I wanted some.
Mm. And then I was looking for candles.
We have, I can't believe you have fucking chicken feet.
Chicken feet. Makes a good stew.
You know, let's stop at chicken feet for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Chicken is a fucking stupid animal, and it's one of the dumbest things we can eat. And I ate chicken like 3 days in a row.
I like chicken.
What's
it's
wrong?
Stupid.
I don't care.
And you like chicken feet. Because you have food issues that we'll get to in hour two.
Mm.
We're doing food therapy, food therapy with Andrew.
I think my philosophy on food is better than everyone else.
Of course you like chicken because it's the blandest, most boring food.
Yeah, just put Red Hot on it.
Well, that's good.
Or nothing. That's fine, too.
I remember one time we were eating.
We'll get into
and
it
I was
later.
Like, Andrew, are you going to season your meat? And he's like,
no.
I'm going to do that. Just eat it plain. Like, it's pork. Just eating plain pork like a Civil War soldier?
Pork.
Silence! You're not allowed to eat
or
pork.
Or something. It was beef. It was like unseasoned. It was like, well, anyway.
Whatever.
chicken. I ate chicken 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Do you think that because they're dumb, you're going to get dumb?
No, I mean they're a dumb animal. Like,
yeah,
if you watch
I don't give a fuck if they can pass the SATs.
We need to eat
a
dolphin and an elephant immediately to make up for all this chicken.
What if they're the most delicious?
They don't even have arms, and they're not the most delicious. They're the least delicious. Other birds.
Have you had
turkey better than chicken? Duck better than turkey.
Duck is good.
Oh,
duck's delicious.
You don't think?
Duck is fine, but when I eat duck, I just go, I'd rather have chicken.
Name a meat that's worse than chicken.
That's worse? Duck.
Alligator.
Reptile.
Alligator is better.
Any aquatic creature.
Any seafood? Yeah. Any seafood's worse than chicken.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Well, would you agree with this?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, I hate lobster and
this
crab.
This is the most surprising thing you've ever said in my life.
I'll eat crab and seafood salad or something, but like anything that has an exoskeleton... Or is in the fucking arthropod family. I don't want to eat it.
All seafood.
Shrimp is good, but it's just like shrimp by itself is flavorless mush.
Oh, shrimp's chicken's, okay. Yeah, shrimp.
But chicken's great. You can
shrimp
do
is worse than chicken because it's expensive.
Have you ever had Tennessee Hot or whatever that new flavor is?
No.
What's this shit going around everywhere? It's like...
Is it KFC? Chicken?
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I got bamboozled. Is that the right word for tricked?
Yes. Yes.
I got bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked.
Tennessee Hot.
Eating chicken 3 days in a row. Because yesterday, and I'm not complaining, so this is going to sound like a complaint.
That sort of sounds like
a
complaint.
We go to a restaurant called Latino Chicken, that was called, or Chicken Latino.
Yeah, but I described it to you as, how did I describe it? A Mexican cow.
A Mexican, I don't get it.
We're going to the Mexican cow restaurant.
So anyway, we get there.
Oh, went there with a Mexican. Longface is a Mexican.
We have a look at the menu. Everything is chicken.
Fuck!
It's all just like, you want a quarter of a chicken? How about a half of a chicken? Maybe you're in the mood for a whole chicken. Maybe you'd like it in a quesadilla. Maybe you'd like it in a burrito. Yeah. Fuck you. You're having chicken.
It was
fuck
good.
Face.
Good
it was,
chicken.
It was good.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was good. It was pretty good. As chicken goes, it was good.
For $4 and change, I got a quarter chicken.
If it was anything else.
Like pork?
You know what rivals chicken, like as bad a meat? Tuna. Cooked
probably.
Tuna.
Never had it.
Very bland, but it's good raw. It's
never
good
had
as,
it. Won't have
oh,
it.
It's good
so
as
good
sushi.
Raw.
Yeah.
Why I eat tuna like 4 times a week.
So do cats.
Do you know, I eat cats 4 times a week.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Do you know there's a company where their
Bumblebee
marketing department apparently smoked enough crack
that
they thought it would be a good idea to name it Chicken
of the Sea.
Of the sea.
Yeah.
It's like the worst meat of land
in the sea.
Of the sea.
Because isn't chicken lean and healthy?
That's why they did it.
It's like the, what's fish called? Not poultry, but
fish. Pesce.
What?
I don't. That's the Italian.
It's called fish.
Fish.
Chicken is the fish of the land.
Chicken is the fish of the land.
Yeah. What's the name of this show?
I'm going to type that right now.
Well, no, because some fish is fatty.
Well, fuck.
Salmon is a fatty fish.
Such a good fish.
Other fish are also low fat. So why does chicken get to be the fish?
I got canned oysters today at the grocery store, and I wanted to have some, but I can't eat it in this house if Andrew's present.
Because
I know he'll freak out.
Just go on the porch.
Wait, what do you want to eat?
Oysters, canned oysters.
One time, I was in a house with Brett.
I ate sardines.
And
there's a fatty fish.
I was in the
high
house.
High in omega-3s.
And I went, what kind of, a fisherman died in here. And Brett's like, oh yeah, I had sardines like a week ago.
Ah!
And then he went outside one day and he made them, like, on the opposite side of my old garage. Like, 50 feet from the house. And I went outside and went, oh my God! Did a garbage truck crash?
I bought sardines today, and I got puked to buy some. We also went to the supermarket, and we're going to have to talk about that, because there were some problems with the food situation in Western PA.
Yeah, that's one of the problems I've found is the markets.
Well, before we get into all
back to the gooks.
All these topics. Wow. What? Mushrooms?
I had a couple more photos.
Chicken feet, tomato chicken flavor.
These are Lay's potato chips, Mexican tomato chicken flavor.
But they're Chinese.
I should have bought some, because now I'm curious what they tasted like. I don't know what a Mexican tomato chicken.
Yeah, Chinese-Mexican tomato chicken.
And then I like these just for the packaging. The brand name is, oh, yes!
Been in this package since 1984.
Yeah, this was wait, it said 1984 on the package.
Yep.
Since
1984.
I think the brand, not the cake itself that you're buying.
No, okay. Ooh, and Puke and I got some pineapple cakes. Those
fucking
are good.
Pineapple cake. Oh, it's the best.
It's like a Fig Newton. About twice,
but not
the,
gross.
Twice the girth of a Fig Newton.
Guess what I never had?
What?
Pineapple?
Fig Newton.
I'm with you. You don't need it.
Right. Exactly. I know I don't need it. You don't need to tell me I don't need a Fig Newton.
You wouldn't want to actually eat. Like, only people my age actually had to deal with the Fig Newtons. Like, and it's
what
like,
do they
oh,
got?
Look,
do they have
it's
different
like,
Newtons now?
It's a fruit and cake, they say.
So we have an
it's
un-Fig Newton?
No, because they went on. Like, a company goes on, right? Like Oreo. They say, we have an idea. We take cream. We take 2 chocolate cookies.
We're vegan now.
And then everyone goes, Oreos. We love them. Mm-hmm. 5 years at the same, you know, there's a development meeting. It's like, what if we put twice as much cream?
Or we change the color of the cream
right.
for Christmas.
What if we did,
make
you know,
it smaller and hand them
Halloween
bags.
Is coming. What if we did, you know, the color of a jack-o'-lantern as the cream? The team says, let's give it a try. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
You get double stuff.
Ooh.
You get Halloween. Let's try mint.
Got some bad news.
They you are know, just Newtons. They are figless.
They're just something. Newtons now.
What the fuck is fig?
This is 2015.
It's a fruit.
it's like a plum or.
Yeah,
it's an actual fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know this.
They're from the Middle East. That's why nobody
no,
eats
that's
them.
Disgusting.
Right.
But why would we look to the Middle East for food recommendations?
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't even have food.
They have Newtons.
They have cactus.
You know what's good?
They don't have that much cactus.
All right.
Exactly. They don't even have much cactus.
Here's a crazy thing that I bet you'd love, but you'd never try. Mm-hmm. But if you did, I bet you'd love it.
Okay.
You take a date. Do you know what a date is?
I had a bacon-wrapped one from Stephanie on the show one time.
And what did you think of that?
I think it ruined the bacon.
You can...
Why are we going to put fruit into things?
I don't know.
Let fruit be fruit, and then you can enjoy it, and leave me alone.
Oh, they have strawberry Newtons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once time went by, they said, their development team said, guys, are figs the only
the
thing
figs are down
we can stuff
in popularity.
These with? And why the fuck did we pick figs to start with?
They were a surplus. They were like going into horse food or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. See, you're eating horse food and cat food with your chicken of the sea.
Don't you talk about my tuna.
Have you guys ever had horse Newtons?
Only,
from that horse
only
surplus?
Only around the time, just after World War I, when they had all the extra horses.
Just after some guy we knew didn't feed his horse enough.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah. So, this actually leads nicely. Are we done with the Japanese grocery store?
Taiwanese.
Taiwanese grocery store?
Was it?
Yeah, Taiwanese.
That was all random Asian. Sorry, Tom. I looked for bugs. I couldn't find any. I don't know if they were in the back or something.
Oh, you would love this store, though, Tom. Oh, there's balut there. I saw balut.
What?
Yeah.
I could have tried balut.
I pointed it out to the baby I was carrying. I was also carrying a baby to this store.
Where'd you find an Asian baby?
No, the whole time I was explaining to him, everything in here is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And I said, look at that. I pointed to a clam. There was like a big clam with a big blob hanging out of its mouth. And yeah. I said, what do you think of that, Rowan? And he goes, "Eck." And I said, exactly. And I was so happy. And we high-fived.
Gooey ducks.
No, it wasn't a duck.
You guys have never had fried clams at Larry's Sea Bar.
No, but I've had New fried clam.
No.
I don't know what the Larry's Sea Bar is.
With the whole belly?
Probably not.
Whatever.
I don't know what the belt.
This isn't a food show. Next topic.
Oh, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a food show today. So this leads nicely. A few days ago. So, okay. I talked about in the past many times, Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
Right? And how I like Sam's Club because lack of people, abundance of space, simplification.
Lack of people?
Yeah.
I've been into a Sam's Club that
But there's way less people in my way than a standard grocery store. The aisles are bigger.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I can get around them. I can pass. There's room to pass.
Okay, I see. Okay? Uh-huh. They have to be wide enough to get a fork truck into. So.
They are wide people, yes. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the aisles. So
I think I'm shifting from Sam's Club to Aldi's.
Oh, no!
Because I compared prices, guys. And Aldi's is pretty cheap. However, a few days ago, I found myself... It was Friday. Friday, I found myself going to what I consider the fancy grocery store.
Fancy.
What you guys would consider the regular grocery store.
Okay.
Okay? And I walked into this place, and on my way in, I saw a line of carts going by. You know how, you stack the carts up and you push them in a line so you can collect more than one at a time and put it back to the store?
Yes.
From the parking lot?
Saves space.
Apparently, some fancy places have machines that help with this.
Oh.
You ever seen those men driving the machines around with the carts in front of it and they drive them into the building?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Target has
it. Yeah, yeah. So I'm walking and all of a sudden I'm stopped by an infinite line of carts and I'm just like shaking my head back and forth, watching it go by, watching it, waiting. All of a sudden I see the machine. No man.
Oh, no.
No man. Just a machine. And I look to the front of the end of the line of carts. The man's up there. How is this working? Is this how it is at fancy grocery stores?
No.
Who's controlling it?
I think whatever fucking like minimum wage guy that gets the carts probably just set it to go and went to break.
I don't think so.
Did you see it turn at any point?
I don't think so because there was lots of traffic of like. Did it just sense him tugging on it? And wouldn't this technology go haywire?
Yeah, you can't pay somebody minimum wage if they're working with robots from the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was.
I don't know. Well, we are in the city of robots.
I was amazed. So
we got
I walked
them
in.
Uber bots.
I walked in around. And I had a giant bag of laundry.
Okay.
As
this one brings to the grocery store.
Yeah. And then I went, ooh, a Starbucks. So I stood in line with my laundry and I waited at the Starbucks and I got my Starbucks. And then
does Starbucks do laundry?
The reason I did this is I was traveling for work this week and I had to wear a sports coat. I've been wearing a sports coat for a couple weeks and I go, at some point, I should get this cleaned, right?
Yes, generally.
All right. And in addition to that, I've been pulling things out of the laundry and go, oh, these are really wrinkly. I should iron them. And then I went, hey, puke!
What? What?
How do I iron this?
You don't know how to iron.
He showed me how to iron.
Yeah,
so I spent the next hour and a half ironing, and I go, well, there's one pair of pants. And I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to spend the rest of my life ironing and still get work done?
Oh, you can iron fast. And you know, you should.
I don't think so.
Another thing I noticed, when you wash your clothes, do you hang them up?
When I'm done?
Yeah.
You know?
Eventually. So yeah, what's between the dryer going, making the buzzing sound and the clothes getting hung up?
Me like usually not being home.
Like what kind of a time frame are we talking?
3 days.
3 days. Now, do they sit in the dryer or do you take them out and say, ugh, I got to take my clothes out of a dryer. So you put them in some kind of a basket.
Here's a good example. And here's pretty average.
Right. Yeah.
I put clothes in the laundry on Friday morning.
Right.
Then I put them in the dryer.
Okay.
And then I put them away today, which is Sunday.
About a week has gone by.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you are—you sound like a man who needs to learn how to iron, right?
So,
what are you wearing to work if your clothes are sitting in a pile all week?
Irons,
slacks.
Okay, where do you get those?
The store.
Okay, but you don't go and buy slacks every time you need to go to work.
Well, no. I ironed a pair last week, with Puke's guidance, and then I ironed another like a shirt. And then another pair of slacks. And I went, okay, I'm good. And then I went traveling. And then one morning before I got dressed, I ironed again. And I'm like, I've dedicated about half the time I had this week to ironing. This is out of hand.
You got to learn how to do it, and you can do it fast.
Okay, this is good.
You also want to know something?
Huh.
You can get this stuff at any place where they sell laundry detergent, almost. Call.
Whatever it costs, it's worth it. I think I know where you're going.
Well, okay, there's two options.
So
right?
Per load?
There's one thing that's... No.
There's no load.
Hear me out. One thing you can... It's like wrinkle release. You can spray on your clothes, and then you like pull on them, and the wrinkles come out a little bit. There's
what?
This other stuff.
That.
Now, that's kind of...
Like voodoo.
That's like for kids.
Can
though,
you fucking
right?
believe
that's,
this?
What you want is spray starch. Okay? Now...
Does Andrew know that... That exists.
Okay, so here, step one, get an iron. You have an iron. You have an iron.
I do. I bought
actually,
an iron.
He has two irons.
I have two irons, and I bought an ironing board a couple weeks ago.
This is the Iron City.
Oh, it is. They have a beer that suggests that.
Right. Step two, very important. Put water in the iron. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yes.
All right, so you are...
But I don't know how much to hit the button.
You're almost home.
I feel like I was hitting the button.
Does the iron produce steam?
Yeah, it does steam, but
when
he
I hit the button.
No. It steams, but he thinks you got to squirt water on the pants.
You can do that
constantly.
Too. That helps. That actually
that
helps
help?
A lot.
Oh, how about that?
It's not the best. You want to use
what else is the button for?
Steam.
Silence.
What do you mean steam?
Right.
It just squirts onto the pants.
Yeah, his doesn't. I don't think it's not the steam button you're talking about. It's like literally, it just squirts water.
That's the only button.
I think so.
Throw that iron.
Hold on.
Down the hill.
That's the nicer
go
of the two.
Walmart. No. You want one that
well, luckily there's a dungeon out back.
You want one that has two buttons.
Yeah.
Two buttons.
I think it has two buttons.
Okay. One is steam. The other sprays water.
Okay.
So steam for your pants and like spray the water to do a fun gag with Puke when he walks by.
Like real hot?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's cool.
Oh.
The water doesn't go through the heating element.
That's fucking
but
lame.
But the steam does.
Point?
That's how it
How do you fight off Joe Pesci?
What?
How do you fight off Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern?
I don't know. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Mm.
I don't think those guys are alive anymore.
What?
Daniel Stern? Joe Pesci?
Yeah. They're alive.
Yeah, Pesci's
Pesci.
Pushy.
He stopped acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why wouldn't you?
He was great. He was so good. And,
yeah,
Tommy.
But he was rich. So
Goodfellas.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Steam.
So Brett's going to give me an ironing lesson.
Yeah, I'll show you how to iron a shirt.
But this isn't even the point. The point is...
But you put spray starch on it when you iron it, and then it really gets it crisp. It's this stuff you spray.
Hence
starch.
The spray.
Sprayable starch.
Part of it.
You spray it on the shirt as you iron. Not too much.
Is this
just
what you call
enough.
Ejaculate?
I'll show you. No, it's spray starch. You buy it in the laundry aisle at the store. You spray it on a shirt.
I've been in a laundry
now,
aisle.
Now, here's the other thing. But you never, you didn't know this existed,
no.
So you didn't know to look for it.
Okay.
What's where's the cuttlefish at the supermarket?
Probably by the tuna.
Do you know what cuttlefish is?
Yeah, I had it on this fucking show. It was awful.
Okay, that wasn't a good example.
Back in the beginning.
I had dried cuttlefish.
No, it was cuttlefish bathed in its own ink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was black.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was good.
But you wouldn't find things until you know what they are.
Okay, fine.
Right? So you walk by things all the time. When we name things, then we see them more.
Oh, yeah, when I go to Aldi, I just do the perimeter.
Yeah.
I don't even go in the aisles.
Aldi is the saddest place in the world.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. The first time I went in one, I wanted to commit suicide.
Well, I tried to go in one once, and I couldn't figure out how to get a cart. And they were like, you need a quarter. And I was like, what? I don't have a quarter. Can I get a quarter? And they were like, no. Then they were like, I think when I was checking out, they were like, we don't have bags. You can use a box. I was like, what the fuck?
Why would I be here if I had quarters to spare?
Yeah, I was like, I'm fairly well-to-do. What am I
don't have a strong enough relationship with food that I'm ready to throw extra money around at it just to have bags.
All right.
Okay. So, this fancy grocery store.
Last thing.
Yeah.
Don't starch dark-colored things. You have a pair of black pants.
Oh, no.
Starch is not right for those.
Okay.
Because you're going to get little white spots all over.
Oh.
Starch is good for a light-colored shirt.
Okay. I got a couple of those, I guess. So,
$2. $2 at the drugstore.
The main purpose for going to this fancy grocery store is because it has a dry cleaner inside.
What's the name of the grocery store?
John Niggle.
John Eagle.
Yep.
Hey, yep. Yay.
So, that was a good call.
That's not a fancy grocery store.
It is to me. That's what I'm saying. It's a regular one for you, a fancy one for me.
It's not even regular for me.
It has a dry cleaner in it.
That's in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, the market.
And a robot getting carts.
Yeah, that one was fancy. I agree. That's a fancy grocery store.
Okay, so anyway, my decision for going there was me looking at my clothes and going, I might have to go somewhere next week that requires me to look okay, and I'm trying to look better at work, more professional by wearing the sports coat, and I got to clean this sports coat. I don't think I can throw it in the laundry. This is probably one of those things I got to dry clean. I've been to the dry cleaner once before to get a jacket clean because it had lots of cat hair on it from my old roommate, Julia, with her cat. So.
Oh, news about the cat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That cat died. Bummer.
Ravage.
I like that cat.
When you guys were doing the show, like when we did the show at Julia / your house, he was like, I'm sure the listeners heard about the cat. He was a very friendly cat.
Yeah.
And they get old and die, and it's sad.
Yep. Bummer. Anyway.
Moving on.
More importantly, though, my laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Looking at my clothes. I'm dying. And I'm just going, look how fucking wrinkly these pants are. I got to do this ironing bullshit again. I just ironed these pants.
What color are the pants?
Khaki.
Are you doing a crease or are you doing them flat?
Crease.
You're putting a crease in the middle of the leg?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. So they're slacks.
Slacks.
Okay. Cacks, you don't do the crease.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to learn the delineation between these two.
Okay. So slacks are the one, and this. I think this is...
You know a lot about slacks. Very fancy. Yeah. Oh, those are slacks, you fool.
Slacks are the ones with the crease down the middle of the leg.
What are trousers?
Trousers are, I don't know, any pants.
What are dungarees?
I don't know. Play that song again.
I guess.
I don't
Pardon
know.
Me, do you have any dungarees?
Trousers sounds like very lower class.
Okay.
More of a slacks guy.
Okay. So I'm trying to be more of a slacks guy and less of a trousers guy. Mm-hmm. Slacks have less wrinkles.
What are trousers?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wrinkly.
Yeah.
They're wrinkly.
Good.
So I'm looking at all these trousers that I want to be slacks. And I go, how do I get from A to B? Whole lot of ironing. I don't think I have time for all this ironing. This is Friday. Brett's coming today. Like, I don't have time.
You could have waited for me. I'd love to help you iron.
He clearly knows about ironing. Are you fucking kidding me?
You got a bathroom, right? You got a shower in your bathroom. How big is your bathroom? How many square feet is your bathroom?
200.
That's really? That's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
You got a small bathroom?
I do have a small bathroom.
With a shower?
That would be Puke's bathroom.
Okay. Take all the stuff you want to iron. No, don't do
this. Wait, I have a separate shower stall, like with a door that closes.
Step one, you got a dryer? Let's forget about bathrooms.
You got a dryer.
Like, those are whole rooms. Like, so all kinds of things can go wrong there. You got a dryer?
Yeah.
All right. Take a washcloth and wet it.
I've heard this. I've tried this before, and it never. I just pull it out and I go, it looks no different.
Can you imagine if somebody is listening to this show for the first time? It's like they talked about food. Now they talk about ironing. This is terrible.
So, but I'm getting somewhere.
You put a washcloth in the dryer, 10 minutes with your wrinkly clothes, you're good.
So I have a laundry bag, and I throw my sports coat, blazer, suit jacket. I don't know what the difference is. I throw that in the bag.
Suit jacket has pants that match. A blazer doesn't.
I throw the blazer in the bag.
Okay.
And I go, I'm going to go the whole way there just to get this dry clean. That seems like a waste. Why don't I take these wrinkly pants? Getting things pressed, that's a thing. Is that just getting things ironed? Getting them pressed. Can you take things to the dry cleaner that you just don't want to iron yourself? Is that a normal thing? Why do people go to the dry cleaner? Everyone else on the planet goes to a dry cleaner. What are they doing at the dry cleaner? What is happening? I've watched Curb. He goes to the dry cleaner, but that was just to remove a cum stain. So I'm very confused. I don't know why people go to the dry cleaner, so I just start going nuts. I just, into the bag. Pants, into the bag. Other shirt. I get 14 things.
Dishes.
That I don't want to iron.
That's going to be like $30 at least.
So, then I go to the grocery store. I see the robot. I get the Starbucks. I hold my sack of wrinkly clothes. All clean, by the way. None of them need to be cleaned.
Mm-mm.
So, it kind of seems like they just need to be dried, but they're already dry. I don't even know what I'm here for.
I walk up to the counter. And pressed.
And there's a man. And he goes, how can I help you? I go, yeah, I got this coupon for dry cleaning. Puke brought home these coupons.
Oh, yeah, because I went to the dry cleaning.
Uh-huh. So I presented the coupon, and I said, I'm not sure if I need all these dry cleaned. And I started showing him the items, and I go, these are just pants. Like, do you do that here?
What's with these pants?
And he's like, yeah, we do pants. And I go, oh, okay. All right, let's take the pants.
You can have them laundered and not dry cleaned.
Wait a minute. What? I don't even know what dry cleaning is.
Dry cleaning
it's
is about
process.
It's about the finish that you
what
get.
What finish?
The way the clothes look when they're finished. They
How
don't
do they look
the same. They look crisp.
Because they starch them and press
so
them.
So what gets dry cleaned? Okay.
Hold on.
Dry cleaning is a chemical process that doesn't use water.
If you're a man, here's what gets dry cleaned. Shirts. Right?
I got those.
Polo shirts is what
Polo shirts?
Polo shirts are... No, you're thinking of tennis shirts. Tennis shirts are short sleeve shirts with collars.
That's a golf shirt,
a polo... Brent. No, that's... Stop changing
golf.
The sports that I say. Polo shirts are the long sleeve...
It's a frisbee shirt,
dress shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Suits
that's
get dry
a rugby
cleaned.
Shirt.
Suits get dry cleaned. Slacks get dry cleaned. Blazers get dry cleaned.
Those all other things that I took to the dry cleaner.
Okay.
Really? So, yeah. Like, my regular Dockers... Get dry cleaned?
You throw those out.
What? Why? What?
Whose dad are you? Why are you wearing Dockers?
Yeah.
Because that's what my dad wore.
No, that's not how it works.
So
we evolve beyond our dads.
Well, I feel like I'm bringing all the things that don't need to be here to this place. And then the guy goes, do you want them on hangers? And I'm like, yeah, how else am I going to get them home?
Like fold,
throw them back in his bag and undo all the work you did?
Shirts can be folded and bagged. You've seen that.
In a bag?
Yeah, they
that's
fold them.
That's how you buy them. Like when you buy
right,
them,
and then
folded.
They have a fold in them.
Yeah, well, then don't do that.
I right. want the hangers.
You want them hang.
Yeah, hangers.
Yeah.
You always get hangers.
But I said, is it more to have a hanger? He goes, no. Like he's very condescending. No. I go, okay, then yeah, hang them. Next question. Even more confusing.
Yeah.
Do you want them starched?
You didn't even know what that is.
No
How did you not
idea.
Know what starch is?
And I'm like, what is that? And he's like,
oh
you know, they're, like the collars are stiffer and stuff.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah, okay, do that. Does it cost more? And he's like, no. And I go, yeah, do that. Go ahead.
Did you do heavy or light starch?
Then he goes, light, medium, or heavy. And I go, medium. Medium starch. Let's just end this.
That's good.
Let's just
medium
get me out of here. So,
I starched Army uniforms like every week for years, so I'm well versed in dry cleaning.
Should
it was so easy.
But should I have taken them in there dirty? This man had to handle my clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting.
For him, not you. Who cares?
I care.
Oh.
I'm glad that my clothes were very clean when I gave them to him.
No, you sent them there dirty. That's what they, like the whole point of the cleaning part of the dry cleaning.
How often should I be washing clothes, too, by the way? How many wears?
Oh, I usually do one at work. Or, I mean, because like I work in a place where they get dirty.
Right, right.
It kind of depends on how, like underwears.
Okay.
Once.
I say let's start at the feet. Socks.
Okay, socks.
Oh, one day. That's it.
Every time you wear them.
Yeah.
Underpants.
Every time.
You can fold them inside out 4 times. Right?
Every time.
Right?
Okay.
I mean...
Jeans.
That's what I heard, guys.
Every other time.
Every other
time? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I wore them 2 days in a row.
I wear jeans for like a week straight. If they don't get dirty, I don't give a fuck.
Huh.
But I always change my shirts.
Jeans, I would say 3 times. But if you're wearing pants that as you wear them, like, mm-hmm. see, here's the thing with jeans.
Uh-huh.
As you wear them and you like bend your knee,
uh-huh.
they kind of start to get a little frumpy looking. You know, they start to loosen up a little bit.
Okay.
The denim stretches, you got to wash them to get them tight again. You know?
So I don't care about the fit. I care about...
No, they start to look like loose-fitting pants. Like, they don't fit you properly, so you got to wash them to correct that. Pants like the ones you're wearing now, what are they?
These are jeans, actually.
Look like corduroy. Oh, they're jean material. Denim, but they're tan.
Yep.
It looks like a
tan jeans.
Oh, I like that.
I know, I kind of like them, too.
Yeah.
Who knew they could dye cotton different colors?
Other pants you want to wash more regularly. T-shirt, I would say, every time you wear it. But
yes.
What I like to do is wear a T-shirt for a day
mm-hmm.
and then wear it to work out in. And
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you get it good and funked.
Yeah,
and
this is something I struggle with. I don't know if I should be wearing clothes more before I wash them, because I feel like a shirt only has so many washes in it before it's no good.
True.
Depends on the brand of the shirt.
Or pants, too.
No, I think every piece of clothing wears out the more you wash it.
Yep.
Right.
I feel like I can extend the life of my clothing. And I have way too much clothing.
I base it on whether or not it gets dirty.
I just keep buying more clothing.
Yeah.
So the frequency of the washes on the old clothing lessens, and it prolongs the life of the old clothing.
And it also depends what you're doing. Like jeans, if you're just going to an office and you're sitting there and then you go home and you take them off, like, what's the point of wasting all that water and soap?
Yeah.
To wash them every day or some shit? Like, that's a lot of work. And
okay. Well, you know, tomorrow we're going to see, one, how much all this laundry cost me.
Uh-oh.
And, my guess is $32.
My guess is more.
Mm.
This was a big sack.
Oh, yeah. You said you had 14 items?
Yeah, and one of them was a sports coat.
They put it in the grocery store, right? So it's an extra convenience. You're getting your coffee.
It is an extra convenience. I forget what I paid. I think I had like 8 items of jeans and
shirts.
Oh,
wow. I just thought you got like one thing dry cleaned.
No, I got a bunch of shit done.
I don't know. I've only been to the dry cleaner once. It was for a coat.
How would you know what I got dry cleaned?
I don't know. I just assumed.
You just assumed I only dry clean. Now, what I did do is because living in Keene sucks balls, and they only had one dry cleaner that I was aware of. I had clothes that I wore like years ago, and I'm like, I should get these dry cleaned, and I would put them on the shelf.
And how do you even know, like, at what point you need something dry cleaned?
Because I wore it like 2 days in a row, and it was sweaty. I was at a wedding, and I put it on the shelf, and I'm like, I got to get these dry cleaned. And that accumulated to like 4 dress shirts, and then we moved here. And then I was like, oh, hey, I should probably get these dry cleaned.
Anyway, can you guys believe that we have gotten 46 minutes of content this amazing just out of talking about going to the grocery store and doing laundry?
Very classy.
I mean,
it's pretty incredible.
Pat's
on the back.
I feel
like we could just let this go forever.
What we've really learned here is that the Asians have improved our lives. They dry clean. They have delicious food. Well, that's it. Okay. So not a lot of things.
No.
Technology, gung-ho, that happened here. They gave us cars.
Yeah. The Asians gave us cars.
What? I thought Germans did.
Nah, that's just a myth.
Daimler-Benz.
However, I feel like some things in life I have a pretty good handle on. I feel like I'm somewhat okay adjusted.
It's Black History Month.
Okay.
Could we start a campaign for like Asian Appreciation Month and call it Appreciation Month?
That's
called a portmanteau. It's French. It's when you take two words and make them one.
But there are some things in life. Sorry, you had your bit. I'm just continuing my sentence.
Okay.
There are some things in life that I've just never wrapped my head around, like dry cleaning.
I don't know how it works.
But like, I don't know anything about it.
Well, you give a man a clothes that are not dry cleaned looking, and you go back in the day.
What dry cleaned looking looks like?
It's like a man's suit, a crisp shirt, a shirt that looks crisp and not wrinkly.
Yeah, I see these. That's what I'm going for. You're right. Okay, yeah. I think I know.
Asian Pacific American Heritage Month is in May in the United
States. That's Mexican Month.
Asian Pacific.
What?
It's in May.
It says right here, according to Wikipedia.
Mayo.
Oh.
See.
Good on sandwiches.
No.
Appreciation Month. That's good stuff.
Got a break. No PCL. Maybe there is a PCL. We don't even know. If you hear a PCL promo clip after this
congrats
sentiment or whatever this is, go to pukingthegang.com/VIP and sign up for the PCL and pay us a little bit of money and get extra content all the time.
I don't hold on.
Hello?
What's a Bruin?
It's a bear.
Oh, no.
And what's a penguin? A stupid bird.
Not a bear.
A stupid bird. And they can't even do anything.
They can't swim, all right.
I know. They can't fly. They can barely even walk.
You ever seen them when they jump off of cliffs in the ocean? That's funny
shit. I wish they would all jump off cliffs.
Half the time they slip and they fall and they die. And it's kind of sad.
But they're also fun. A hockey team of humans.
Mostly Canadian.
When that hockey team of humans wins, those people have no business getting free coffee.
Welcome back to Big in the Gang.
Hi.
Hey.
Andrew is driving through a ghetto or something.
Yeah, so I was driving back to our house from the fancy grocery store earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm gonna get off on this place called Neville Island. And I used to go to Neville Island. I used to haul scrap metal there a lot.
Ooh.
And I remember it being really rusty. So I drove us there.
Out-of-town guy likes that.
It was really rusty. Yeah, he likes rust. Mm-hmm. So once we got through there, we leave the rusty industry
area.
It doesn't work. yeah, and we move on to a real shitty area called McKee's Rocks, which isn't too far from where we live.
True.
And Puke didn't know this existed.
McKee's Rocks?
This area.
I knew that McKee's Rocks was bad because when we were thinking of moving here, your mother was like, no!
Oh, yeah, there's nowhere there that you can live and feel safe.
She was very frightened by that thought because we found a cheap as fuck house, and now we know why.
Yep. So
now we're just across the street.
I drove us through a little corner of that, and Brett seemed to really enjoy himself.
I love abandoned buildings.
I don't think they were abandoned. They were inhabited.
That's even better. When people actually live there, that's fucking terrifying.
You're exploring that abandoned building, and all of a sudden, oh my God, this is your living room.
But what we need to do is we need to find some abandoned houses, and we need to go inside them.
There's a lot of them.
Now, I call this sugar bearing.
Okay.
We discovered, my ex-girlfriend and I, we used to like to do stuff like this. We lived way up north. And one of our common interests was kind of adventuring in places that people would consider generally unadventurable. You know? Like, we lived in this little town right on the New Hampshire-Vermont line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was an old town with, like, old factories in it. And one day we were just out walking through a field, and I was like, oh, my God, there used to be a giant factory here.
Yeah, it was the birthplace of innovation.
Yeah, and I start scraping.
Precision Valley.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking in slush, right, with my good duck boots that are waterproof.
And the weirdest thing was it was summertime.
No. Oh, it was winter. It was this time of year, and I start wiping away with my feet, and I'm standing in the middle of the field on a tile floor. That's adventure.
Well, that's interesting.
That's adventure. Now, why do I call it sugar bearing? We found a YouTube channel one time where it was a married couple, and one was called Honey Bear, and the other was called Sugar Bear. And what they did was they videotaped themselves going into abandoned houses. And they'd say, oh, Sugar Bear, look at this.
It's the end of September. Why are you here?
So I said, why not call it sugar bearing?
Okay.
Adventuring into abandoned homes and buildings.
I did a lot of this growing up.
I wonder. Now, in Detroit, Michigan, which is about 4 hours away from here, mm-hmm. which is a similar situation, like industrially,
mm-hmm.
I think something like 10% of all the residential structures have been torn down. Right? Or people just burn them down and then they shoot at the fire department when they shoot. It's
yeah,
insane. That's just crazy. It's a crazy place. But I wonder, like, what percent of standing structures here are abandoned?
I'm going to say less than one.
And what percent of non-abandoned standing structures
would you look at and go, holy shit, that's not abandoned?
7.
That's 7%?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I agree with that assessment, based on nothing.
So I want to go out with cameras, and we make Puke in the Gang sugar bearing videos. We sugar bear. It's a verb.
Urban exploring.
Urban exploring. I like that. AKA
well, that's a real thing.
Sugar bearing.
The sugar bear part, I don't think the other people say that.
Now, how far do we have to go to find a ghost town?
Thursday.
A ghost town? Well, there's the ultimate ghost town in the middle of the state called Centralia.
Well, Centralia is almost on the eastern side of the state.
No, it's in the middle.
It's east of Harrisburg.
North of Harrisburg.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Check a map. I mean, this isn't a show about maps, but or Pennsylvania geography, but it's
a show about grocery stores.
I bet you Centralia, but I will make a bet to make it exciting for the listeners.
Uh-oh.
I bet you Centralia is at least 50 minutes east of Harrisburg.
More north.
I bet you it's 30 miles east of Harrisburg. Would you like to bet a dollar?
Yeah.
All right. Puke. Centralia?
Wait, what's the bet? Hang on. How do I win this?
I'm wrong?
No. If it's more north than it is east, I win.
No. All we want is a... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's more or less than 30, I win.
All right. Everybody who's listening right now, find something else to do for 5 minutes while Puke calculates the longitude and latitude of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. No. Just
go to Google Maps.
The latitude. All we need is the latitude.
Where?
No, all we need is the longitude.
What?
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Harrisburg longitude.
Harrisburg longitude, Centralia, Pennsylvania longitude, and then pull up another window where you have a longitude degrees to mileage converter.
Or you just simply Google, as the crow flies, Harrisburg to Centralia. Due east.
No, that doesn't work. Crows don't go just perfectly east.
All right, so while he's doing that, I'm going to set up this topic.
Okay.
Before we get back into food or anything like that. A couple weeks ago, we did a show at Long Faces.
63 miles.
Wow.
East?
That's pretty far.
Doesn't really say.
Or north.
Diagonal.
Look at that.
Ah, fuck! That's pretty much dead center of the state. I mean, it's a little east.
No, it's not. It is east. Look how close it is to Philly. Philly's on the goddamn ocean. Puke, zoom out.
Philly's on the goddamn. It's on the ocean.
It's on the New Jersey
There's no
side
ocean
of the state.
And Philadelphia.
Zoom out.
I don't know how.
There's a Delaware water gap.
I don't know how. It doesn't allow it.
What the fuck?
It'll cost us $5 to $9 in gas.
All right. Centralia is almost equidistant. I quit this bit. This is terrible. Andrew, go on with what you're saying.
Because I won.
I apologize to the listeners.
No, you apologize to me.
I'm very sorry. I owe you a dollar.
The 63 miles could be the road.
Nope. There's a yellow line there.
What?
No, that could be the road.
There's a pink line and a blue line.
46.63 miles is the pink. Anyway. I don't know. Oh, so a couple weeks ago, we did a show in Long Faces Basement, and there was a couch that had two people on it and two comfy chairs. It had two people on it. We had a folding card table between us, and it was perfectly fucking fine. And I just... And Puke and I have been not really thinking, but mentioning occasionally that maybe we should... Every studio we've built has been focused around the table.
Yeah, Brad, you've built a studio or two.
There's been tables.
I built lots of studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do we need a table?
We're always focusing on the table, and we're like, well, we got to put chairs around it, and then we got to like sneak in and out. Why not... Scrap the whole table.
Recliners.
We'll put a couch on that wall. Yeah. A couch on this wall. We don't need to be this close to each other. We could be 3 more feet away. And then we put a coffee table in the middle.
Mm-mm. You don't want people to be too comfortable during a show.
Oh, why is that?
Because they start getting all dopey. Right? Mm. If people are on a couch.
Yeah, we don't want dopey on this show.
No, we want
this
people.
This is a sophisticated, serious show.
No, sit up straight, right?
I am.
Definitely not dopey on this showpy. Sorry.
Get out of this house.
No, you do a podcast at a table. You know what we should be doing?
Standing. Walking.
Fuck. If we stood, we wouldn't need chairs.
Right.
We'd have a lot shorter shows, though.
Right. Yeah.
So we get antsy.
But I don't know. I feel like, because we did the show comfortably, and it was good.
You know who stood?
Andrew standing.
Jim Cramer.
Remember Jim Cramer?
Booyah!
He rolled up his sleeves and gave people bad financial advice. He said things. He yelled,
"Don't buy."
What? Don't hit
Andrew's,
microphone.
Andrew's getting the hang of it.
Andrew's standing. See the problem?
His mic stands are conducive to it.
Well, see, I can't stand.
Camera's not working so well anymore.
Yeah, the live stream's now fucked.
Where am I?
You're over there to the right.
With a 3D printer behind you in the distance.
Okay, well, glad we pointed that out. This is
all right.
Stupid.
So, all right, so the couches are no good?
I don't think, like, no, maybe not couches, but I like comfier chairs.
All right. This table is gorgeous. This table is beautiful.
No, this table $5. Is shit, Brett, because look, here's the problem. Here's the biggest problem. Me sitting here, okay, trying to run this mixer in front of me. It's way up here.
Stop fiddling with your mic.
And then I got this streaming computer over here, right? And there's a keyboard, which I might have to chat to the chat. But it's over here to my left. I got to look to my left. But if there's a guest here, I got to look all the way to my right.
Yeah, where's the brain going to go?
Like, all right. I'm doing a lot of swinging, and it's not working out for me.
So, all right, out of the problem into the solution. How many colleges are around here?
Huh?
Hundreds.
All right. Oh. You put an ad on, what's it, Clyde's List?
Yeah. Niggle's List.
What's the website?
John Niggle List.
Linda.
Craig.
Fiverr?
Craig.
Fiverr.com. Backpage.
What's Craig's last name? Craig Campbell's List.
His last name is List. It was very convenient for his URL.
That's the name of a horse.
Oh, well, that was Glenn Campbell. No, that was a country singer. Franklin Campbell?
Sitting on the dock by the bay.
I forget that guy's name.
You know
that
song?
Watching the tail.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell.
No, that's Otis, a good song. Otis Redding?
Yeah, but Glenn Campbell did it too. And
oh.
I like his voice. Anyway.
Put an ad on Craigslist. You say, look, production intern for radio show. Live radio show.
No. We don't have to lie.
An intern, right?
We could say long-running podcast.
Long-running podcast? Oh, yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, it's a very long-running podcast.
It's long-running podcast.
It's the only production thing we got going
intern.
For us.
Live production intern.
We got good audio.
Yeah. And these are not
saying.
Yeah, these aren't even good mics, and your audio is great.
Yep, you're welcome, world.
Yeah, I love the audio on this show. So, ooh, listen to my voice even.
Exactly.
Hey. All right. So, no, you give him a live production engineer.
Hello. Oh, no.
Hello? I am from the future. I'm back. Hello? I'm having trouble computing. My computers are down. There we go. Now I am Newman.
We are getting way too many fucking visitors.
Oh.
I know. Well, that's what happens when you move to a city. I mean, a lot of people live close by.
I have come for parts.
What kind of parts do you need?
Metal parts.
But do what?
I need batteries now. Oh, my battery died. I am part man, part AI, part battery pack, and my battery died. Do you have a battery charger?
Yeah.
Besides, you need a USB port, please.
Here you go.
Ah.
All right. What? I lost my train of thought because became a character.
Studio.
The intern.
Long-running podcast.
Production.
Value.
Live production engineer, right?
We need a man to sit over there and point.
No, you pull this table out a little bit.
No, he's not in charge of shit.
You make him sit in the corner facing the wall and wear a funny hat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you just pick on him mercilessly.
Okay. We just throw things at him
and
randomly.
You give him a shitty nickname. You call him Shitty.
Just Shitty?
Shitty.
Shit.
Puke did get renamed to Poop a few weeks ago at poker one night.
I heard that.
When he wasn't here.
So what could you give him some, you know how every guy is like, I'm going to call my intern Smelly. You know, everyone
I've
does
never
that.
Heard any
I'm
going
to call my intern Rat. You know, every
radio show
shithead radio guy, they do that thing where they're mean to the intern. They all try to be like Howard Stern. So we need a new way to do it.
Okay.
We treat the intern like he's a god. We worship him.
Okay, we bring him coffee.
We bring him coffee.
Of Hurlbut's story of the Bible.
One of
How
us.
Is that relevant? Oh, God.
God.
One of us, and we can draw straws for this.
uh-huh.
sucks his dick.
All right.
Okay. I got. So there's three of us. Mm-hmm. 100 divided by three. 48% chance that it's gonna be me. I'll take that. Those odds.
All right. Your math was wrong.
We need a fourth guy, right?
Mm. Mm.
And I'm not gonna be here very long either. You know.
Ah.
I say beanbags.
But if I moved here, I get to be on every show.
Ah.
All right, the whiskey's Andrew, I think.
Yeah, so we need a fourth guy, and he needs to be an intern, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, should it be a guy, right?
I mean, we had a female on the show for a while, for like, what, 2 years? A
couple years, yeah.
Why would any woman put up with this?
I don't, people liked
it. Well, she didn't. She did quit eventually.
True.
People liked it. Okay. Yeah, and it is nice to have, you know.
I feel like she brought up more gross things than we ever did.
Oh, for sure. That's how we learned about boofing.
Right.
And all the drug stories.
Butt drugs.
Mm.
But can we say, how can we say anything about like what a woman would bring to the show without being kind of prejudice, right?
Why is it prejudice?
I don't know.
To have thoughts.
I don't know, because it's like, you really need, I don't know. Maybe it's... I just feel like it prejudges, right? How do we know that a woman is going to have certain thoughts?
How do you know she's going to be put up with this or have a problem putting up with this?
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah,
that's so prejudging. Now let's just get a man. That sounds
okay.
Safer.
Yeah, it's easier.
Go away, Baton.
We just watched that a few nights ago.
So we get a kid. How old should he be? You know what would be really funny? You know, if
he was, like a 12-year-old?
It's like five.
Well, Michaela and number two have been on the show a lot.
Who?
Michaela.
Mike's kids?
And number two, Alicia.
Hashtag amazing on
hashtag
YouTube.
Amazing. Yeah, youtube.com/hashtag amazing.
So, I don't know. I think maybe like a 6-year-old would be funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Running the board.
Osborne has kids, right? Let's just,
they're
I'm
older.
Sure he'll
they're
send one of them.
That, I think.
No, Lysander's like 7.
We want like a young 6, though.
Like okay. Like a mentally slow 6.
Mm. Yeah, that kind of a thing. Lots of...
Or a mature 2.
Yeah. Keyboard just covered in boogers at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And macaroni.
Macaroni.
It all blends together.
We didn't
together.
Give the kid macaroni.
No. It's just in his pockets.
It's cooked macaroni in his pockets.
You know, Longface's kid... took a macaroni slathered hand and just palmed it on Puke's television during the Super Bowl.
Yep. That was great.
I heard about this.
Fucking hysterical.
So that solves the studio problem?
Yeah.
A duct tape with macaroni? I'm confused with the solution.
Right. I don't know. So, but I mean, there's a range of possibilities there, right? We don't have to come up with one solution and that's it. You know, we plant the seeds of a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah.
Is he a 6-year-old retard? Is he a 19-year-old fairly competent college man? Or a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to learn about podcasting.
And further her career through
and
this
further
show.
Further her career through this show. What an opportunity for a young man or a young
woman. Let's put an ad out there on Craigslist.
Let's put an ad on
Craigslist.
Let's
see what we get.
Uh-huh. I think we'll just get a serial killer.
Listeners, put an ad out for us. Describe our show the best way you can and just say we have an unpaid internship, but great experience once a week. That's all it takes. Once a week. With some homework during the week.
Yeah. And
I like games. Every week they have to make a game for us. I really like games.
Oh. And a
competition
strategy
is the spice of life, right? That's the phrase.
Nope.
Oh, well, it is for me. So, you know, there's that.
I think it's a variety.
No,
variety spices.
No, competition.
Mm.
Variety
a variety
competition.
Of competition yeah. spices your life.
Can you imagine having an intern that would be so... I want them to be here before I leave. So, listeners.
That's going to be hard.
Craigslist, Pittsburgh.
Next 10 days.
Pittsburgh. College student sought as production, live podcast production engineer.
Has thick skin.
Intern.
Doesn't mind objects being thrown at head.
good sense of humor.
Will not Twitter about lawsuits.
Yes.
When they bring one against us.
We love preferably. It. I love this idea. I think this is great.
Yep.
So, Andrew, what's happening in the chat?
One person in the chat is on a road trip from Connecticut to Oklahoma listening to PATG. And I try to respond with the word nice, but I don't know how to type, apparently.
Yeah. He says he's traveling from Connecticut to Oklahoma, and the worst part is always when Brett is talking.
Well, that's not nice at all.
Who said that?
Everyone
what's
loves
that person's
Brett?
First and last name?
You can read.
First and last name.
The same guy who hates you every time.
Daniel, what's his name? Daniel Barron? Read the message, please, and then right-click on his icon and get his IP address. what's the message say?
I just told it to you. And the worst part is always when Brett is talking, what the fuck is he still on the show?
And he's driving.
Apparently. Somehow he's driving and listening live.
How could we get like a GPS of his position?
Well, he's between Connecticut and Oklahoma, so he might be nearby.
Who do I know in Oklahoma with a gun?
Oh.
Jamie Crane.
There you go.
Jamie Crane has so many guns.
Look at that.
Have fun in Oklahoma, Daniel. I hate that guy.
Well.
Oh, Daniel.
Let's move on to happier things. Corporate ethics training.
Just right click and see if you can ban him.
No, don't ban him.
No, just let's see if you can. Right click. On his icon. Oh,
he says his IP is available with a who is.
And it's pronounced twice.
Who is. I don't know how the internet works.
Just right-click on his icon.
God damn, I don't know what that fucking look
you're
up.
On an Apple, so what is right-click?
Dictionary gave me a definition for Daniel.
Oh, isn't that helpful? Thanks, Apple.
Daniel
Thank
Peter
you.
Vivian.
When we need more options for what to do, you give us a dictionary. Dick.
All right, anyway.
All right.
Oh, I was going through corporate ethics training.
What does that mean? I've never done this before.
It means 8 hours of watching videos or taking tests of, like, people are like, I'm just going to fucking fake all of the accounting, and it'll be okay. And then they ask you, like, was it okay for them to do this? And then there's multiple different scenarios for different shit, and you basically, every answer is just like, oh, my God, go to the lawyers. Whatever you do, the right answer is run to the lawyers or kill yourself.
I'm really happy. This makes me happy.
What's that?
This makes me happy because
the show.
I hear you talk about this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my situation and I go, you know, I got hired on, and when it's time to sign the contract, the owner of the company is just like, my lawyer said I should write this up, so he put this together.
Yeah,
just read through it. Let me know if you have an issue with it.
Uh-huh.
And sign it. But
yeah,
I signed it.
That's very simple.
And that was that. And then it's like, okay, do whatever you want. Here's how it works. I'm not gonna lord over you and you know, I don't want to be nitpicking and micromanaging. But here's how it's going to work. If I want you to do something, I'm going to suggest you do something.
Okay.
And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to ask you to do that thing. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to tell you to do it.
Uh-huh.
If it still doesn't happen, I'm going to fire you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, that's cool. And he's like, but I don't want to have to even suggest it. So just do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
And I went, okay. There we go.
No, I had to go through a lot of learning of things.
Me too, but it's all self-learning, self-taughting.
Not this. They're very scared of people sexually harassing and selling secrets. Corporate life is interesting.
Hey, don't mess around with sexual harassment.
Speaking of secrets, I have to go to the Navy in South Carolina, and they have to put like a camera up your butt before you walk in.
Oh, wow. That's just for fun, though. It's the Navy, after all.
I don't know. I'm being mentally prepared by lots of people for how to get into this building. Can't bring phone in, can't bring computer in. Once you're in, and you are locked out from the rest of the planet, and you don't get anything till you get out. So I'm going in for a couple days.
You're going to stay there?
Yeah.
Like on the base with no contact with...
That's what I'm told.
What, you have no phone?
No, ma'am.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is there a TV?
No.
Is there a magazine?
Oh, I don't know. It's TV magazine. I don't know.
They'll probably let you bring a magazine.
Why couldn't you have a phone?
There's no internet.
What?
No internet, no recording devices, no documentation allowed.
It's a super secret place, apparently.
Research.
They research secrets.
I could be Kim Jong-un's buddy.
What's it called? Oh, yeah.
I can't tell
you. Yeah, give
you
that a
tell us what it's called.
No.
South Carolina.
I mean, you could figure it out.
Savannah River?
Nope.
No, it's that's a nuclear waste
Trump's
disposal site.
Backyard.
Hmm. Well, have fun.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, that'll be neat to kind of disconnect for a couple days.
No, I'm sure once I get there, I'll be like, all right, that was enough. Like within 10 minutes.
That'd be funny if you went crazy and wound up in a naval prison.
Oh, man. If I don't come back, that must be what happened. I think I'm going the end of March. I got to travel a lot. I was just in Hershey for 3 days. The last day I was there, it smelled like chocolate, like the whole city.
That's appropriate.
Well, the whole city is built around Hershey.
Yeah, that's why I said that's appropriate.
Yeah. I spent like $75 on candy.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you get a Hershey bar? Like just a fucking 2x4 sized Hershey bar?
No, you don't have to get
did
stuff
I?
Like that.
I did. I did. Yeah, I did. I'm told I did.
Oh, okay.
four of them. I got four of them.
Four planks of chocolate.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But I'm going to New Jersey, the Jersey Shore.
But New Jersey?
Next week. And then I think a week later, back to Jersey.
Oh, maybe I'll go to Jersey with you.
And then
how long are you going
South
for?
Carolina. 2 days?
Are we driving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What the fuck am I going to fly to fly to Jersey?
Yeah, it's right across the state.
Yeah. Would I be like, okay, I want to go to New Jersey, but I want to not have any transportation when I get there, and I want it to take twice as long, and I want to feel violated and trapped during my travels.
Mm. Camera up the butt.
That would be flying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, let's drive.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to drive.
If it's less than 15 hours away, I'm driving.
So we're going to the Jersey Shore?
Yes. Eatontown, which is near the Jersey Shore.
Eatontown?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What do they do there? Eat?
Yeah.
It's an Eatontown.
Yeah, the guy from there that I'm going to see, he just goes out to eat every night.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
People eat in every town, though.
True.
True.
And drink.
It's not called Eatontown.
Nope.
Delbert wrote in to us and says, do what Brett said, Andrew. It's called
in regards to what?
Mindfulness.
Oh.
But it's just the first step.
We're going to do a whole
Then you have to set little goals of staying focused, followed by gradually larger goals.
This is good, Dale. Maybe we'll Skype Dale at some point.
Dale has goals.
I don't know if he has
apparently
goals.
He knows about mindfulness, though.
But he's old.
Dale lives the life. Right?
He lives a life. but here's the thing. So part of what Dale's getting at here is focus and productivity and
right.
progression towards goals. I feel like Dale's very scattered.
He's got a lot of things going on. Yeah, well, I mean, he...
Does he?
Does he have a lot of things?
He doesn't have that many things going on. He's just... He grabs a lot of things.
Yeah. He just recently got a movie pass.
Right.
So he can just go to movies endlessly.
Right. Well, that kind of makes
that's
sense.
That's what he's got.
I used to go to a lot of movies with Dale.
He goes to a lot of movies.
And Osborne.
So Dale's he's like a decade older than I am. And, you know, what I always thought after I worked so hard for so long in such unpleasant environments for such little things.
Such as?
You know, like being a teacher, stuff like that.
Okay.
When I started to really create a vision of what I wanted my professional life to look like, one of the things that I was very naive about this, but I said, I want it to be like I'm retired. What would I do if I was retired? You know, I'd sit around. I'd learn things. I'd talk to people about it.
Would there be any woodworking or carpentry involved?
Ooh, maybe some painting.
Paint?
Oh, you never painted?
I've painted. I hate it.
Well, I mean, like, I would paint.
We got hammer tone.
So we have what you need.
Well, no. I would get a job as a painter. And the guy would be like, you paint this house, okay? Well, I go to another job site. And he'd come back and I'd do a mural. Right?
Ooh,
and then it'd be, like, in all different colors. Like, I call this Pacific Sunset. Right? And he goes, you're fired.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say, I don't care. I'm retired.
Yeah. Like, I'm not fired. I'm retired.
I don't even work anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why he hired me.
But he banishes you to a dungeon.
Joke's on you. What?
He banishes you to a dungeon.
How long am I there?
For 80 years.
Hello? Oh, I'm old now. Oh.
So anyway.
Get back to work.
If I were retired, I would... I don't think this would happen, but I like the idea of me just being a master craftsman, artisan.
You hate artisan.
Like, I want to spend way too long to make a wooden bowl.
Oh, you know how hard wooden bowls are?
But I like to make, like, videos and podcasts. Like, that's what I like.
You can, make a video of making a wooden bowl.
I'm
going to
watch
a lot of videos
for one person.
So what I've realized is I retired, but didn't work hard enough first.
Fuck.
Right?
Oh.
I don't have enough passive income. Mm. I mean, I could take a month off and be okay.
Your money needs to make you money.
My money needs to make me more money than it makes me now.
Right.
Right. So, like, I don't have to.
You don't need to work for your money. Your money needs to work for you.
It really does now. Yeah. But
I tried a book.
I also should have, like, done a lot more work on things.
Yeah, we all should have.
Right. But I can, you know, I'm still young enough.
All right.
And,
bright side.
Yeah. So I want to really, you know, really give it a go and really make what I'm doing into something more spectacular.
Well,
than it already is.
You know where people can learn more about this?
SchoolSucksProject.com.
Oh, God damn it. PukeInTheGang.com/VIP.
BrettVinat.info.
What the fuck is that?
BrettVinat.info?
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
But no, we're going to start a... I don't know if you want to call it a series. I don't know if I can commit to a series. We're going to do something with this kind of shit.
We're going
to
call it Freedom's Final Frontier. Finances. FFFF.
Yeah, that's four.
FFFF.
Mm-hmm.
FFFF. Welcome to FFFF. Freedom. Final Frontier. Finances. Finances. Freedom's Final Frontier.
Finally.
Finally.
All right, for fuck's sake.
What else? Wait a minute. We could get a fifth F in there.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom's Fun Final Frontier. Fun Finances Fun.
Freedom's Final Frontier. Fucking finances.
Fucking finances.
Fucking put three N's in fucking with a little apostrophe.
Yeah, make the I a normal I, but like the dot in the I is a slanted dot for some reason.
I don't know how you could do that.
And do a colon after frontier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subtitle, fucking finances.
And add in a fifth F.
FFFFF.
F.
Yeah. No, there's too many Fs.
Hey, guys, welcome to
FFF.
Today.
FFFFF.
How about FFFF? F.
What about FU?
FFFFF.
F5.
What do you guys think of Obama's portrait?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't consume news or media or anything.
Let's have a look at it.
I have seen quite a bit of Olympics because Puke has it playing all the time, and it was playing in hotels and bars that I was at recently.
Now, what is this a portrait for?
It is going into the National Portrait Gallery of all
the presidents.
It looks like
a tree kidnapped Obama.
Yeah.
It looks like he's sitting in a tree.
In a bush.
He reminds me of my brother when my brother was a kid. My brother built a very elaborate tree fort in this very tall tree, and he actually built a pulley system and would haul furniture up into the tree
wow.
and sit in it on a branch. And he did that. He looked just like Obama. My 7-year-old brother just sitting there in a tree on an old chair.
Does he have a right hand size to foot size ratio going on?
His hands do look kind of lobstery, lobster claw with fingers. They kind of look like baseball gloves.
Well, there's controversy about this left hand of his. Kind of looks like there's a like sixth finger growing out of it. And
yeah.
I think that's just supposed to be like when you rest when you rest your hand, your palm kind of smushes up.
Yeah, I think that's
just
the
painter's
way
just
he was
not
sitting.
That good.
Yeah.
They also claim that he's got sperm on his face.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Right here on a vein.
What?
I got into a really long argument with somebody on Facebook because people are like trying to
stupid.
Nitpick it.
I don't like
and they're like, so the artist that did this shit has put, like, he paints sperm in his other paintings sometimes.
Why?
Oh, fucking, he's a fucking weird ass artist. He also paints, like, black women holding heads of white women. Kind of weird. I don't know. You know, fucking whatever floats your boat. But anyway, the big controversy is that they're like this vein they claim looks like a sperm, and I don't think it does. I think people are just nitpicking, looking for shit.
Yeah.
Can we zoom in any more? What can we find in the plants? You know, there's an owl on the U.S. dollar bill because it was created by cultists.
Hmm. So there we go. Does that look like a sperm to you?
Kinda, but who the fuck cares?
Nah, I think it only looks like it because once it's pointed out to you.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I looked up source footage. I found other imagery, and that's just like a real vein in his forehead. You can see it in photos.
Oh, okay.
And so I got into a long argument because I'm like, that's fucking gay. That's clearly not a sperm. It just looks, it's a fucking vein. And people are like, why are you trying to cover for him?
What about the crazy like, amphibious fucking monster right above his ear?
Yeah. Those are called plants.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just looking for things to talk about, people.
Does Barack Obama, what did that article say?
There's Michelle's official portrait.
Well, that looks nice.
It's a little...
She's not in a fucking shrub.
I don't know.
She's a little
It's not realistic
gray.
Enough for me, but that's a crazy-ass dress.
Well, yeah, because it's black and white.
Oh.
Well, except for that part that's not.
Except for the dress, yeah.
let's go
But
back
anyway, it caused massive controversy on the internet.
Barack. Right, and people think it's blue and gold?
What's the title of the article? Title of the article, please.
Oh, the official painted portraits of Barack and Michelle Obama.
Now, was there another one that you had open that had a video? Let's look at that.
Does Obama's Barack. Official portrait contain secret images of sperm?
And
this is Snopes.
Snopes. And Snopes they is bought off. Snopes is now.
What does Snoop have to say about it?
Snopes covers things up.
He's high.
Oh.
He's too high.
Oh.
Snopes is a tool of the establishment.
No, he's a rapper from California.
They won't tell you the truth. It's like, hey, we're Snopes. We're here to tell you the truth. Don't believe it.
From the 90s, wearing a Penguins jersey.
They're hiding all the sperm.
People also tried to claim that there was the possibility that the painting was photoshopped because, like, they were like, this plant looks exactly like this plant. Looks exactly like this plant.
Oh, it does.
Not really. There's variations. I'm sure that
one.
An artist... And that one. Have you guys ever heard of templates? So when artists do repeating patterns,
this
they might
like
draw
wallpaper.
A template.
Wallpaper.
Yeah, it's not Photoshop, people.
It's wallpaper, people.
Why is he in the bushes? Like, what is this saying?
This is the style of the artist.
To draw a man in bushes.
Yeah. This means he's gone into hiding and he's waiting for his time to jump out and scare us. We're all distracted by Trump. I don't know.
Keena had Wiley. Shit. Can't find other stuff.
Can we see Obama, like, looking at it for the first time and going, oh, this is me?
That's the back of his head looking at it.
Oh, it is. That is him looking. That's exactly what you wanted.
Yep. Let's.
So the artist has an interesting style where, like, basically everything. Oh, there's the one with the bedding.
Everyone's got wallpaper.
Yeah, they all have flowers and stuff behind them.
But the wallpaper's 3D it's wallpaper.
It's kind of a neat style. It's different. It's very, very elaborate. It must take him forever.
Yeah, I feel like this would be kind of cool if it were like a classic Porsche instead of a human.
Oh, yeah.
So what can we do to be, I don't know, considerate to the audio
Bob
listeners?
Mars.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Fuck.
They could go to fucking Google and look some shit up.
Yeah, you guys can go to, what's the artist's name?
Please don't swear my mom can hear.
Kehinde Wiley.
All right.
Is what the chat says.
Uh-oh. Sorry, chat.
Yeah, what else is
good? Sorry, Mrs. Ryder.
Do we have emails?
No.
No. Dale's was the only one.
So.
Huh?
Brett wanted to do a thing.
Oh, did he?
Called,
grocery stores of
food therapy or whatever.
Food therapy. What? We're having a... Just a...
Sidebar.
Yeah, we're having a... We're hearing somebody off mic say...
Yeah, if you're going to talk, talk into the microphone.
Or charades.
Talk into the microphone.
Talk into the mic.
I just wanted credit for the idea.
Oh, okay.
Silent One wants credit for the idea of food therapy.
All right, here we go.
Do we use your name? First name? Somebody whose first name starts with A.
Andrew.
Who's not Andrew.
Oh.
Okay. So, Andrew has
what?
Issues
that is Andrew.
With food. Now, when you hear that a person has issues with food, you think what? That he doesn't eat at all? That he barfs? What do you think? You know, it's...
You have GERD?
I don't know what that is. That doesn't sound good.
I have GERD. I don't care for it.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
What the fuck is GERD?
GERDs unite.
Gastro... and then some other words.
Gastroenteritis regional dialect.
How do I know I don't have it?
Do you burp?
Yeah.
Do you go, oh, that one hurt.
Everybody burps.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Well, never mind. That
just if you believe you don't have it, you won't have it.
You have other issues. That's not how things work.
No.
You have other issues, though. Mm-hmm. And your issues are you like bland food, and you don't want to try food that's good.
Mm. No. I don't need to try food that's unnecessary.
Describe an unnecessary food.
Fruit.
Why would fruit be unnecessary?
Pumpkin. It's purely decorative.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. And fruit is kind of a shit food because it's basically
go.
Just
what?
Sugar. And
there
people
go.
Say, oh, fruit oh, but it's so good for you, but it isn't.
Yeah, it's not good for you, but it's so good.
I like grapes.
Depending on what it is.
Like,
grapes are okay.
Puke bought grapes a while back. White grapes. Oh, grapes. And I had some grapes. So it's whatever. Fine.
Congrats.
What color?
White.
Green.
Yeah, white grapes.
Green grapes.
How do you feel about grapes. Blueberries?
Ooberries.
Raspberries.
Ooberries.
Blueberries.
No.
Bananas.
Okay.
Did I tell my banana story on the show?
No, you stepped in one.
They're fine.
Right?
But I'd rather not.
Did I not tell the convenience store banana story on the show?
No, I don't think you
my
did.
My God. So I was a few weeks ago. Cycling.
All right, fuck food therapy.
Well, no. This quick story is very funny. I was cycling my diet, which I do sometimes between like different levels of macronutrients. So for 5 days, I'll eat low carb. And then for 3 days, I'll eat low fat. Now, on a low fat day, I can have more carbs, which would include a banana. And I remembered that it was low fat day. And I started thinking to myself, you know what would be phenomenal today is to get a banana and put it in a protein shake, right?
Okay.
And mix it up in a blender, right? A banana-y vanilla, just like my mom used to make me banana milk when I was a kid. Yum. I
said, wait, what? Banana milk?
Wait, what else is banana in this milk? Besides bananas?
Like vanilla protein powder. So real nice little low-fat treat.
That actually sounds
sperm.
Like it might be okay.
You got sperm from Obama's forehead in it.
And we could have one if you're going to do this cycling with me while I'm here.
All right.
You won't eat a banana.
Yeah, because you can cycle.
I'll drink a banana.
You can cycle.
And I'll eat a banana, but I'd rather not eat a banana.
All right. Well, hold on a second. So I go to the convenience store, right? And I get all excited about this idea, right? But I don't have a banana. I mean, what do I look like?
Right.
Okay. And so anyway, I go to the convenience store and I buy a Chobani fat-free yogurt. And I bring it up. It's very
Greek or normal?
Greek. Like low fat or fat free, I don't remember.
The fucking grocery stores around here. The motherfucking cunt piece of shit grocery stores around this. What's wrong?
Oh, I muted myself.
All right. So the lady goes, oh, guess what? With the purchase of a yogurt, you get a free banana.
Oh!
Right? And so I turn around without... So all the stuff I just told you goes through my head in a split second, right? That whole story that I just told you about the shake and all that.
Okay.
Goes through my head in a split second. I turn around and I grab a banana and I go, ooh, I know exactly what I'm going to do with that. But
no one
listening has any of the context.
Right.
So there's me just holding a phallic thing.
Yeah.
Going, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this.
Yeah.
Grocery stores don't have the Greek version of Chobani yogurt.
Sometimes they do.
Here,
no, John
here,
John Niggle doesn't.
John, that's... no, this was a convenience store. So
No, I'm talking about my story.
Oh, okay.
You hate the grocery stores around here, and now I'm starting to get a little annoyed.
Here's my problem with bananas.
Got to get my Chobani.
First, the taste. Not good. I give it a 4 out of 10. So it's just below. It would make. It's worse than not eating. Yeah. Eating a banana is worse than not eating. Two, the consistency. Not good. Three, here's the worst part. The banana is only good for about 5 minutes. Like, your window of time from when you get the banana to when, like, the portion of time you can eat the banana, 5 minutes.
Oh, because
you bring it home, it sits on the counter, and it's like, okay, it's green, it's green, it's green, it's green. Oh, shit, it's brown.
Well, it turns yellow at some point. That's when it's good.
For 5 minutes.
You can get yellow ones.
Yeah,
but when you get them home, they're brown.
No, you eat it in the car on the way home. You eat it in line at the grocery store.
That's insanity.
I do this with...
Is it free then? Is it free?
I do this with cilantro.
Do you have to pay for it then?
The cilantro,
you put cilantro on bananas?
No, I eat it in the car on the parking lot of the grocery store.
I don't even know what cilantro is.
Cilantro is a very...
Those are the rings in wonton soup, right? Little green rings?
No, that's shallots.
Shallots.
Or green onion.
I like those. I like those.
Yeah. Shallots of those. Anyhow,
Hi-oh!
And this is after thousands of years of engineering the banana to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas that occur in the wild are shit. They look like little turds.
Well, plantains.
That's closer to what a banana actually was.
Okay, so why don't we just do with that? What's wrong with that?
Because those are even worse than bananas.
How?
They're less engineered.
So how's it worse?
Look at that wild banana. It's filled with seeds.
Oh, yeah. This is very inconsistent
and
inside.
That's a good-looking one.
Ew. It's all the bluish black.
Those are seeds.
No, this is awful. See, this is the... I don't need to have a banana.
Look what genetic selective breeding has brought.
All right. Delicious, Monsanto delicious, did it right.
Delicious banana.
No, this is thousands of years of that's just what I, of, that, of selection.
Okay, Grandpa Monsanto did it right. All right?
Yeah.
Montezuma Monsanto.
You see.
So I would like to hear you debate Ray Comfort. Do you know Ray Comfort, the guy who made the banana video with Kirk Cameron called The Atheist Nightmare?
Nope.
And they're like, here's a banana.
No.
It's the perfect food. It proves that God is real.
Oh, I've heard banana, of that.
You've got,
you fits know, in the hand. Right?
I don't read things.
No,
it's a YouTube video.
YouTube.
It's too played out at this point. We shouldn't even be talking about it. But it was like
moving on.
10 years ago, it was like a big thing on YouTube. It's like, look at this idiot guy who says that a banana is proof of God.
Okay.
God designing bananas.
Yes.
It perfectly fits in the butt. Therefore, Jesus.
Well, we all hate religious people. We get it.
But no, I don't hate religious people.
Okay.
It's whatever, but everybody did it. It's stupid. Everybody made fun of Ray Comfort.
Sorry, I feel extra pressure because Nick's listening now.
Why? Nick?
Because he wants things to move on constantly.
Like, okay.
Once you say three words about a thing,
just
we have to move on to the next thing.
Well, if Nick's listening, why don't we just do what he wants most and end the show?
All right.
Yeah.
It has been 45 minutes exactly. But anyway, no, food therapy. Go ahead.
I want to talk about what happened when you were little that made you only like bland food and afraid to try new food.
Okay. You know, for years, I was afraid of stuffing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, here's the thing.
So, no one fed you?
Partly that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would cook oatmeal sometimes.
Wow, getting fancy.
Then one day, she put cinnamon and sugar in it.
Oh,
blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, sounds like
best thing I ever had.
So wait a minute, your mom was just giving you oatmeal, plain oatmeal,
yeah,
to a boy, a little boy.
Yeah,
all right. So we're getting to something now.
Here's the thing.
How long did this go on for?
Ages from before I can remember to age 11.
Okay,
but by 11 I was totally on my own.
Can you show me on this doll where you put the oatmeal? Okay,
he's pointing to the mouth.
Pointing to the mouth.
That's so, okay. I was now, hoping for more.
But let's go back. Let's think about impactful food things in my young life. My dad every once in a while would go, you know what? I want to be the kind of guy that grills things.
Okay.
So guess what, family? I got a steak. And I went, all right, that sounds good. And he goes, who wants steak sauce? Nope.
What?
No steak sauce.
Steak sauce. Oh.
But I did know that I like ketchup. I didn't like liquid foods.
Food is not a liquid.
I feared liquid foods. I feared sauces.
Oh, okay. Those aren't foods. Those are condiments.
My mom was always going nuts with dressings. Like, we'd be at restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And she'd want to know what kind of dressings they had. And then the poor waitress lady had to think of all the different dressings and rattle them off. Then my mom would sit there and spend 20 minutes deciding which dressing to get, and I just went, got a salad. No time spent on ordering the salad.
Yeah.
All the time spent on ordering the dressing. And then
just decided to never have to mess with dressing.
I think I saw like a pink dressing at one point, and the pink didn't seem to go well with the salad.
Pink wasn't
a color I wanted on a salad.
Okay.
So then I went, okay, I can eat salad, but no dressing ever. So that template of the food, the base, with no frills, was how life went for me. So the only frills I would accept were very basic. Ketchup was okay. So steak. My dad would take us to the fanciest steak houses. He would cook expensive steak. I put ketchup on it.
Oh.
And lots of salt. Okay?
Salt's all right.
He would also do corn on the cob, on the grill.
Uh-huh.
That was cool, too. But that was the most elaborate cooking that was done in our house. However,
that's it.
We did have family members, so we would go to their houses. So the Jews have this thing called Passover.
Uh-huh.
And that's where...
So you rubbed blood on your doors.
No.
What?
But almost that nuts. You sit around the table.
That is what Passover is.
With your immediate family.
Uh-huh.
Parents, grandparents, cousins, aunt, uncle. All around the table. And there were a bunch of little dishes laid out with lots of foods in them. One dish was split in half. It was a big oval. Half of it were these slivers of pickles. The other half were olives.
Uh-oh.
That would sit between my cousin Becky and myself. I would eat all the pickles. She would eat all the olives. And never
now
across
you love
that
pickles.
Barrier. Never
Your
across that barrier
with, yeah.
would either of us venture. Then
oh, so she was an olive lady and you were a pickle
this,
man.
There was this gross thing that you would scoop with an ice cream scooper called chopped liver.
Oh.
Not touching that.
Pate.
Not touching that.
Mm-hmm. It's good on crackers.
They did have hard-boiled eggs. I'd eat those.
Oh.
They would have celery that everyone was dipping in this horse stuff. Not touching that.
Horse like, Newtons?
Horse.
No, no. The celery was to represent the bitter herb, the bitter tears that the Jews cried when something happened.
Oh, lots, really?
Elijah
lots
came.
Of things happened.
Yeah. We read the Seder.
I feel like you could find a more bitter vegetable than celery, though.
Right. But it wouldn't be eaten by the people of modern
it's
times.
Not a very good representation.
The people of 1993.
Oh.
So then, the main course was brisket, which that was way too much liquid in that pan.
Oh.
Right.
I didn't trust all that liquid.
Yeah.
If it was drier, I would have gone for it because I like steak. But too much liquid.
You don't like
sloppy.
A nice as you?
No, because the problem would be the liquid would bleed over from the brisket into my pickles.
Oh.
I can't have that crossover.
Bloody pickle.
Yep. Right. So I would eat pickles, hard-boiled eggs. That was the whole Seder dinner, the whole Passover dinner, the highest of the holidays.
But there was other stories too, like there'd be pasta in a bag,
right?
And you'd walk around the house eating.
So let's go back home to my house.
Bag. Okay, yeah,
to my abundant 4,000-square-foot house.
Right, you're a wealthy boy
with five bathrooms.
You look around, you say, "Why can't I have all the food in the
we
world?"
We had a piano.
No one
even,
piano.
No one even played piano.
No one knows how.
My dad knew how.
Dad's never home.
But he never ventured upstairs.
Right.
Or basement only.
He's absent.
No
he's
window.
Home, but he's absent, which right. is almost worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
No stomping.
No stomping.
Not a lot of stomp.
Andrew, be quiet.
Which is actually just regular walking.
Right.
Perceived by him as stomping, like a herd of elephants. So, I would be sitting there playing Mario Kart, the original one for Super Nintendo that I got when I was 6 because I was spoiled shit. And I'm playing Super Mario, Mario Kart, whatever it is. Next thing you know, I go, huh, I'm hungry. I'm kind of fat. I'm growing.
Uh-huh.
What can I eat? Where's Mom? Mom's been getting ready for the past 3 weeks because we're going somewhere tomorrow.
Mm.
She's not going to cook anything. Where's Dad? Oh, he's at work. All right, let's open this big closet full of food.
Okay.
I look in this closet, and I go, what can I just grab and eat? Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
But at a certain point, I finish all those.
Right. And Mom is still nowhere to be found.
Right. And what am I
going
to do?
Dad won't come upstairs.
What am I going to do with hard pasta?
How old are you?
8.
8 years old.
Yeah. So I moved to the fridge and freezer.
Fridge and freezer.
And I would open the fridge, and sometimes there'd be a phallic glob of cookie dough.
Phallic glob.
I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Sometimes there was ice cream in the freezer. I'd eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But the happiest I ever was is sometimes I wouldn't open the fridge and there'd be a summer sausage.
Ooh.
And I could just munch on that. Or, better yet, I learned that...
Now, would you add cheese and crackers or did you not even know that was an option?
So that would be 3 ingredients to a larger meal. Classy mm-hmm. as fuck.
You're more my like meals, one thing at a time.
Yes, exactly.
Life is...
I grab, I eat, no mixing.
Mom is upstairs getting ready endlessly. Dad is in the basement. What you need in your life is simplicity.
Right.
And you needed a chef.
You okay. seek it through food.
And I don't like to blend multiple flavors together.
Right.
Hence the dislike of sauce.
Okay.
Okay? Like the perfect spaghetti dinner would have no sauce. So there would be leftover spaghetti literal. That was boiled the night before, and they would separate the sauce bag from the spaghetti bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, oh, awesome.
spaghetti bag. And I grab it, and I eat the spaghetti bag. And then my parents would come home, be like, ooh, dinner time. They'd open the fridge, only sauce. They were very upset.
And you'd have a glass of sauce.
And what
would
you say? How would you explain yourself?
I wouldn't.
Would they just sit
I would
stand?
Just run away before they got lost.
Where would you go?
Upstairs, my room.
And then...
I had a Sega and a Nintendo.
Mm.
Or out back to the trampoline.
And no confrontation. Andrew, what happened to the spaghetti?
No, there was confrontations on everything else. But back to the food. I would also look in this fridge and I would go, what is this big green thing? Cucumber.
Okay.
So this is where I got fancy. I would grab that cucumber and I go, what the fuck do I do with this thing? I can like beat things with it, right?
Yeah.
Nope. No. I'm going to put it on the counter. I'm going to grab this knife. And I chop up the cucumber. And I just eat cucumbers all day.
I knew it was going in your butt.
It was great. Also, bags of lettuce. I didn't like when the lettuce was corrupted by little carrots and onions and radishes.
And there's no dressing.
Just the pure lettuce. No, of course not.
I made these beautiful taco salads for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Which
was delicious.
I could talk about even more than I already have because they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a lovely Kraft Catalina dressing.
Right. Yes,
it's not really lovely, but when it's the only
it's
dressing.
My favorite.
Okay.
Dressing. Well, especially for taco salad.
What did I say?
You said no!
No dressing.
No!
I said, what the fuck is Catalina dressing?
Did you use any of the yogurt on yours?
No-gurt.
No.
No.
He also put the meat and cheese in a bowl separate from the vegetables and ate them individually.
This is true.
I found plates for you on Amazon. Look at these plates. You got to get some of these divided child plates. Perfect for Andrew.
So you can separate everything by color.
I'm going to explain something that should really give you some insight into what happens in my head when I look at food. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So I used to love Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And what I would do, if I poured myself a bowl of Lucky Charms, more often than not, no milk.
But sure.
When I did feel a little wild, and I'd mix some milk in there, skim, I would very carefully take my spoon, and I would shovel out all the non-marshmallows, and I would eat all of those, and I would not touch one I would not eat one marshmallow until all the non-marshmallows were fully consumed.
Yeah, you save the best parts for last.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now when I eat foods, if you watch, I will eat... Like, let's say I went to McDonald's and I got burger and fries.
Mm-hmm.
I will not touch that burger until every fry is gone. If I get a meal and it consists, like, Thanksgiving, okay? Thanksgiving.
You know, for years, I was afraid of stuffing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving used to be nothing but turkey, mashed potatoes, roll. The roll's my favorite part. So I'd start by eating the mashed potatoes.
The roll is your favorite.
I put salt on it.
Okay.
Then I eat the turkey.
Uh-huh.
Then the roll, right? Over the years, I evolved to mixing butter with the roll, but I still feel that that's too much to do just to enhance the roll.
Yeah.
However, I did embrace the thought of gravy
okay.
over the years.
Yeah.
And
now you're ready for that gravy goodness.
Sometime in my 20s, I tried stuffing.
Yeah.
And that wasn't as bad as I thought. Because that
you
was
like
just a,
bread, you
right,
like salt.
But I would look at stuffing, and it just
bread.
Seemed like a colorful mess.
There's too much ingredient for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on with that.
You got to get the stovetop, which is basically just goo.
Because I've been fooled before by things that look like that, like banana bread.
Oh, delicious.
Nope.
I love banana bread.
Nope.
Banana
but
nut
it
bread
looked
is even
like,
better.
Right. There's you can ruin bread quite easily. If it isn't pure white, it gets a little sketchy.
Like your worldview?
Yeah.
You love when fruit's added into things, too, right?
But now, fast forward to today. We're sitting there eating, and you guys are like, oh, yeah, well, this is pretty good, but I've had much better, and I've never been able to equal that. I've been chasing that dragon for 12 years.
Yep.
I've been chasing that avocado dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Or that green bean dragon. Right?
Green bean dragon. I want the show to be called Green Bean Dragon.
So... But for me, I'm just like, no. Like, how good could
a fucking vegetable possibly be? A green bean is a green bean, and it's fantastic as it is. We don't need to seek out the ultimate green bean. All green beans are good.
Can you do our, can you do artwork? Something that's like a green bean dragon.
I'm working on it right now.
Oh, yeah. Find a dragon, like one of those long, skinny dragons.
Like Asian.
And just replace them.
I'm sorry. I drank a lot of bourbon and got caught up in my food memories.
I'm sorry.
Silence!
Can't even talk. Green bean dragon. Go.
That's good stuff. Poor Andrew.
I mean, poor me. I think I have the best outlook because I'm
I'm
delighted by raw green beans, and
that's
you guys
true.
Aren't.
I would fucking vomit on a raw green bean.
Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this with a little.
I have to eat nothing but like cured meats and
iceberg
cheese
lettuce. Delicious.
What?
Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
Celery.
I hate lettuce.
Celery.
I hate it.
It's great.
Celery's all right.
Let's see if we can solve this with a little.
No, I don't want to put peanut butter on
wait,
it.
Wait.
No, that's not good.
We're going to do a therapeutic role play.
You know what happens when it's called when you put, you take celery, and you dip it in peanut butter, and you put raisins on it?
And it's on a log.
Yeah.
Green bean dragon.
It's called a green bean dragon.
Okay. Who would you say is the family member who was most responsible for your current attitude towards food?
My dad.
Okay.
My dad, who we've talked about before, never leaving the basement.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he ate?
He probably didn't eat anything.
He ate not much.
Okay.
But he would buy Pringles, stacks of Pringles and Triscuits. And
he would bring them in the basement. He would keep it in the basement.
That's all he would eat.
My God. The cheese was kept away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Puke, what's Andrew's favorite thing to eat now?
Cheese.
What
bed
is he,
cheese.
What does he eat in bed?
Bed. Cheese.
He eats cheese in bed. Did you ever have a teddy bear?
Only the one that you put the tape inside of.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, I thought you meant like packing tape. I was very confused.
This man, Puke, this man brings cheese to bed to comfort himself.
I know. He's trying to get back to
I haven't done that in a long
time. It's like...
No, it's not been that long. I bring Quest bars to bed, too.
I've done that. Oh, I haven't done that. I've done the bed cheese.
See?
It's pretty
he's
awesome.
Done it.
His father created a void that only cheese can fill. Cheese filling. A void. All right.
The stuffed crust of life.
Yeah. So your dad kept the cheese from you in the basement. Let's just kind of like really take this in.
Man, imagine interviewing my dad on this show.
Yeah.
That would be fucking interesting. Too bad he's like 9,000 miles away. Or how
get
far
him on
is
Skype.
Nicaragua?
Call him right now.
Who wants to bet on the distance to Nicaragua?
Tell him we're having
I bet it's 3,500 miles.
I bet it's 4,100 miles.
Last time we bet on geography,
Andrew
was right.
A flight is $1,100.
Helpful.
Maybe if I put in distance.
Alexa, Pittsburgh to Nicaragua, crow flight.
You don't know shit.
It's 3,508 miles.
Why was I close?
What did you say?
3,500.
Oh, wow.
That's by road.
That's a perfectly straight road.
Oh, then I'm even more wrong.
Oh, yeah. You're even further.
Yeah.
Let's see what flying distance is.
5,000 miles. 1,920 miles.
Okay. So I'll be your dad, and you be 8-year-old you.
Okay. Are you modern day, my dad? Modern day Warren?
No, I'm.
You got to speak Spanish.
8-year-old Andrew's shit.
Okay, get a mustache. Get a really sweet mustache.
All right. So
and your hair is almost full Steve Martin gray.
Okay, I am Warren when you are 8.
Uh huh.
So how old am I?
8.
No, hang on. You're 33.
Okay. Wow. And I'm just in the basement surrounded by cheese
and Pringles.
No, you're surrounded by keyboards. You know, keyboards.
Wait, musical or?
And computer keyboards.
Oh, geez.
And you have three computers. on a big L-shaped desk that should be in an office. Behind you is a bar that you built that you never use.
And I have CRT monitors.
Yes. And a pool table that you never use. And a big screen TV where you, that's the only quality time you spend with Andrew, watching Seinfeld and other action movies from the 90s.
Wow.
Like Demolition Man, which I just watched recently. I watched it first on Laserdisc with Warren.
Well, Laserdisc. Be well, John Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And you're you, and you're eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now.
Oh, he might be watching The Next Generation on Star Trek.
No, you're standing in the kitchen. Close your eyes.
The kitchen?
You're standing in your kitchen. The kitchen
okay,
of your house.
So you're downstairs.
Right. And suddenly, you hear me come upstairs.
I must have been walking too loudly. No, it's not that noisy. Can't that noisy in the house.
That kind of now. Hi, Andrew.
What's up?
You're my son.
That's a weird thing to say.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Andrew, if you could have anything in the world to eat, what would it be?
Can I have some of your Pringles?
No.
All right, well, I guess I'll go have these Triscuits instead.
Those are also mine.
Wheat Thins.
I didn't know we had those, but I'm going to bring them down the basement with me.
All right, well, I guess it's just cookie dough for me.
No, I don't think you should eat cookie dough.
Well, when does that ever stop me?
I'm actually going to cut that into little pieces and put it in the oven and bake it and make some cookies.
No, you would never do that. No one's ever baked any cookies in this house.
I am not really your dad.
Oh, no.
This is... you're
oh, God. Oh, that hurt.
What?
I sucked in a bunch of people. I was trying to say, I'm doing a therapeutic.
I was really there.
I'm doing a therapeutic role play.
I was in that kitchen with the pink countertops that I sawed into with a knife.
Okay.
Pink countertops?
Yeah, it was 1993, man.
Big gulps, huh?
All right.
Andrew, where were we?
You were going to make cookies?
I'm only a projection. Your memory of your dad, but I'm pretty much your dad. I'm in this version of me, I make cookies.
All right. All you've really done is you you seem to complain about noise and you tell me how tomahawk missiles work.
This is what I wanted.
And Laserdisc technology.
Tell me what you want me to do differently.
Let's go let's get a four-wheeler. Show me how to drive it.
I think that's a good idea.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I think you seem like somebody who would be a safe driver.
Whisper life is a lot different than real life.
Yes. Would you like some cheese?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. Mangled hot dogs
should be fixed.
Hot dogs. That's... He would eat hot dogs?
Oh, yeah?
That's something else he
ate. Mangled hot dogs?
He would eat cold hot dogs.
Oh, I do that. That's basically bologna.
Yeah.
So good.
He would eat cold hot dogs.
God.
He still does.
Such a fat kid.
When I went to Costa Rica, there he was eating cold hot dogs. I couldn't fucking believe it. I refused to eat a hot dog until I was like 19. Never had a hot dog. Until I was 19.
I found a news story for you guys. Somebody in the room plays this here game. It's called HQ Trivia. Is that correct, or is this something different? I came across this randomly after Andrew's like, what's the official Chinese currency?
And I said, let's see it. Brett, what's the official Chinese currency?
it's not the yen.
God damn it. Yeah,
it is the yen. Yeah, okay.
Give me trivia. I want to do trivia. Give me.
So that's it? You guessed the yen?
Did you guess? Yeah.
Because so did the rest of the fucking planet.
But it's Japan.
Right. Japan is the yen.
China is the...
you're not going to get it.
The yuan.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was the yuan. It turns out it's the renminbi. Renminbi.
All right, give me another one.
No, the story's about this. That's just this.
What's the story?
Well, it's interesting.
So she plays this fucking trivia game. It's the stupidest fucking trivia game because before you ever get a goddamn trivia question, you got to watch this man dance and talk and be cutesy for about 19 minutes.
Negative. Not doing that.
Right. It's stupid.
But yeah, I've trained Chinaman, and the yuan, I knew, was the currency. But it turns out that the renminbi is the actual, like, currency.
That's not even a Chinese word.
I know. It's really weird, isn't it?
Right.
It turns out that the yuan is, like, the single unit of their currency, which also makes no sense because our single unit of currency is the dollar.
No, it's a penny.
We call
cent.
No. Yep. I don't know if that's... No, I don't think that's what I meant. I'm going to look it up. Yuan. Currency. The basic unit of currency in historic and contemporary China and Taiwan. Renminbi is the current currency used in China, whose basic unit is yuan. But I don't know if... Why would they have prices in yuan, then? That'd be like saying, I want to buy this car for 16 million pennies, please.
I don't know, but a candy bar costs 8 zillion yen.
Damn it. I don't know. It's very confusing. So anyway, apparently this game is very popular, and 71,796 people said renminbi, and 719,320 people said the yen, and our guest in the studio said yen, too.
So did I.
I was smarter than y'all. I knew yuan. I knew the yen was Japanese.
But yours wasn't even on the list.
Yeah, I know. The yuan wasn't even a...
So is there...
It had Chinese dollar was
the
third
option. Is there a controversy
option.
About this fucking fake trivia
Almost
bullshit?
Almost 720,000 players, or 84%, chose the yen, rather than the correct answer, renminbi. The third option, the non-existent Chinese dollar, received almost as many selections as renminbi. In the parlance of HQ trivia, it's a savage question. Okay.
Savage is millennial lingo for harsh or vicious.
It appears to have gone beyond the usual degree of roughness for the nearly six-month-old game. HQ spent time and energy coming up with the question about Chinese currency and making our educated guesses about how our mass audience would react to it. I don't know why this is a story.
No, this game, I'm very angry at this, and I don't like their stupid
On Bloomberg, so I think they're just like, ha-ha, Americans don't know what money is elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, these are money people. Fuck
so
you.
They, of course they know.
Fuck these fucks.
How's the bits doing? Bitcoin? Is that still a thing?
You sons of bitches.
What now?
I got into this whole crypto thing knowing nothing, based on nothing, and I just went, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, and there we go. And then a couple months later, I've been reading news articles, been trying to consume media about it, and Puke's all like, blah, 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 Ripple. And Brett's like, oh yeah, Ripple, 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 Ripple. You should buy Ripple. Here's how you do it. Here's how you take control of your whole crypto thing, and you get Ripple. So I go, all right, what's Ripple at? And Puke's like, I bought it at 40 cents, and now it's $1.30. And I go, oh, okay, $1.30. Okay, I'll buy some Ripple. So I go, buy at $1.30. And then we click buy, and then for the next, like, 4 days, it's just like, yeah, you just lost $1,000. It's just gone. There's $1,000 has just disappeared into the internet. And then... And then, Nick helped me with the initial choices as far as cryptocurrencies go, but the Ripple thing was strongly recommended by Brett and Puke. Finally, the $1,000 of Ripple showed up, and I went, that doesn't seem like enough Ripple based on the price that I bought it at.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, does it buy it at the price that I hit buy at? And you're like, yeah, absolutely, it 100% does. And I go, then something's not making sense here. We lost half the Ripple. Like, it's just gone.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't explain it away.
No.
You just kept saying, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you probably weren't. You hate computers.
Right. So it turns out, even though I bought the Ripple at $1.30, the transaction didn't go through until it was $2.40. And I'm watching the cryptocurrency, and it all took a dive, right? But everything's been coming back up slowly.
Uh-huh.
Except Ripple.
Ripple's got one of the highest, it's the third highest market cap.
That doesn't mean it's been going up in individual value.
Give it time. You got to hang in there. This is just like stocks.
No.
You don't buy Apple stock one day and think you're going to sell it the next for a profit.
I'm just saying, it seems like Ripple's been the worst possible investment.
Mm. How's that Ethereum doing?
My Ethereum is doing actually the best by far.
Fuck.
I have more than double my money.
Litecoin?
I don't have Litecoin.
Oh.
At one point with Ethereum, I had like almost quadrupled my money.
Yeah. And then you sold.
I didn't sell, right?
So, nope. Oh, okay. So then I don't think you're playing.
So
this
now I'm
game
back
well.
Doubled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have sold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And never bought Ripple.
But on a happy note, Bitcoin's down to only 10,000. Fuck. It was up to 18,000 at one point. Yeah. Nick says that he told Andrew blank and blank will probably go up to rest or gamble.
I don't know why he's saying blank.
Yeah,
and
I don't
blank.
Know. Blank. It was like Bitcoin.
I mean, I know what he's saying. Yeah. But...
Is it supposed to be a secret that you have crypto?
I don't know.
Yeah. Brett, how do you feel about the whole Bitpocalypse?
Oh, it's down, what is it, 10? That's good. It was down to 8. It was down in the 7s for a while.
Yeah. So it's climbing back up slowly.
What's Bitcoin Cash at?
1,500.
Oh, that's great. That's up like $300.
Not for me, it's not.
Well, that's what you get for buying it.
Yep. That is what I get for fucking buying this nerd kingdom.
I still hear good things about Ripple, rumors and such. I think it's going to go up soon.
What's that at 114?
Yeah, but there's a lot of positive news about, because it actually has a use. It's not just some crazy, like, fucking Stellar coin. I don't know what that shit is.
So I bought a bunch of it at, like, 27 cents, and then I bought a little more of it. Or I bought a bulk of it at about that price.
Fuck you.
At 114. And then the rest I bought at, like, 27 cents. So
man.
But it didn't do what I thought it would do. And, I mean, that was advice that I got from people who I thought were in the know, so...
Well,
but it's not over. I shouldn't even say thought I were in the know. They could be in the know, and they could have a long view that I just don't have on it right now or can't see. Don't know enough.
No. I think the long view is positive.
What's Dash?
That's a piece of shit.
Dash is pretty exciting.
I should have just bought.
Why is it exciting? I've heard that it's just got good marketing.
Yeah, Brian Sovereign was saying that he doesn't like it, and I really wanted to remember why. But
you know people. What's not ever going to go down? A 1989 Mercedes.
Yeah, but you didn't buy one of those.
190E. 2.3 Cosworth. Especially the Evo 2.
A what now? So why didn't you buy one of those?
Because I'm an idiot.
Oh.
I could have.
You can't yell at us.
We were watching the best of Top Gear last night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 2006, and one of them bought one for like $2,000.
Oh.
That's a $40,000 car.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was a shit example.
Oh, yeah.
A good example, six figures in no time.
Mm.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Especially America.
This has been Peek of the Gang. Brett, thanks for joining us. You can find Brett at
SchoolSucksProject.com.
What's been happening with School Sucks?
Oh, it's so exciting. I just had Peter Gray on, who is... He's a psychologist, and he is one of the most prominent figures in the self-directed education world. He gave me 2.5 hours when I only asked him for an hour. We did like a marathon conversation, and people really liked it. And there's exciting stuff coming up in the future. More of this song? I shouldn't have said his name on this show. Edit that part out. Just beep that part before you put this out, because he'd be very upset if he was associated with this. I want to rock
nice.
Right now.
Yeah.
My name's Rob Bass, and I came to get down. I'm not international. Wait.
What are we waiting on?
Yeah.
I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass, and I came to get down. I'm not international. Don't, but I'm known to rock a microphone, because I get stupid. I'm mean, outrageous. Stay away from me if it's contagious, because I'm a band. No, not a loser. To be an MC. What I choose, ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even like the ones who never saw me. Fuck. Hello.
You know when you rap, you get super quiet.
Am I allowed?
Yeah, you know that, right? I gotta chase you with the leveler.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you with the music. You gotta get more aggressive. Aggressive with it. This is my Peek of the Gang. Thank you, right on.
Green Bean Dragon. They say at the funeral, they say you're supposed to feed them.
What if the horse fell off the train?
They're supposed to feed him every day, they said. They said. And you can't just ride them all over the country all the time. From one town to another, they have to rest. Thanks for having me.
I mean, it's been nice, but you know, I mean, I think we need to get another train going here.
Like, you're going to have to edit that after I said, thanks for having me.
No shit. Oh, there it is.
We can find one starting up.
No shit.
You want to record the raw audio of it starting up? Gummy Bands is the name of the Gummy Bears band.
Obama.
I've heard this before.
Obama. I am Obama.
And then he dies in a plane crash. All right, I'll try to have
I need like something to hit people with.